This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated. For the private use of our audience, any reproduction, rebroadcast, retransmission, or other dissemination or use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of this game without the express written consent of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated is prohibited. Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball is live from the sandhills of North Carolina to the coastal plains and from state line to state line. This is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Woodpeckers pregame show, getting you set for first pitch. Let's send you out to the stadium.
After a week on the beach, the Woodpeckers are back at home, downtown Fayetteville, North Carolina. It is the second to last, the penultimate homestand of the 2023 regular season. And tonight, the Woodpeckers play host to the Lynchburg Hillcats, the Cleveland Guardians in town. First of six tonight, little delayed, 7:05 first pitch on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Hello, everybody, and welcome inside the Woodpeckers broadcast booth. Andrew Chapman alongside Colin Casey. Delighted to have you aboard tonight for the opener between the Astros and the Guardians affiliate on the Woodpeckers broadcast network. FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, the MILB First Pitch app. And you can also watch tonight's ball game, Bally Live, and MILB.TV for the HD video feed. Colin, Fayetteville didn't get the wins they were hoping for on the road. Last week, they dropped 5 of 6 out in Myrtle Beach. Four-game skid on the road extended to what at one point was a seven-game losing streak. But they turned it around big way on Saturday night, 15-3, the final score, second most runs in a single game this year. And this, despite some of the results, the losses that came with last week's series, there were some big, significant home runs. Baez, Matthews, Lofton, Gilmet, you name it. They all found big swings, some offensive success at Pelicans ballpark.
Yeah, you nailed it, Chappie. We saw the first career home runs for Luis Baez, Bryce Matthews, Garrett Gilmet in that ballpark. Ball really was flying out of Pelicans ballpark all throughout the week. Saw a lot of grand slams, two from Myrtle Beach, and the big one coming from Jackson Lofton in that 15-run ball game in which they scored 7 runs in the fourth inning. So I think if you're Fayetteville, you want to see a lot more of those big innings. And this is a team they had a bunch of those big innings against earlier in the year. First series between these two teams ended in a split. But the last two games, Fayetteville put up 29 runs over that Saturday and Sunday game at Bank of the James Stadium. So they're hoping to bring some of that momentum that they had at the tail end of the last series between these two teams into this home series at Segra Stadium.
The Woodpeckers come into tonight's game, this home opener, 46-62 overall. They're 16-26 in the second half of play, and unfortunately find themselves in a spot where their playoff hopes are kind of out of their hands. They're going to need to win as many games as possible and also hope for some losses in division. They play a North Division team this week, though, so not a chance to directly make up ground. Fayetteville is 11 games behind the first-place Charleston River Dogs, who got hot over the weekend while the Woodpeckers struggled. They won 4 in a row and have a commanding 4-game lead over the field. Really, Myrtle Beach, who won the first half, is only the team close to them. Everybody else, Augusta, Columbia, and Kannapolis, all 7 games out of first place. And right now it's the River Dogs division for the taking. Kind of the same story in the North Division, where the Carolina Mudcats are trying to end their playoff drought, which extends all the way back to the 2009 season. They're 27-15 in the second half and have a 5-game lead over Downeys, the first half champs, and these Lynchburg Hillcats, who are still the closest North Division team to playoff contention right now and enter a very important part of their season just less than a month ago, and Lynchburg also needing every win possible. Our pitching matchup tonight features right-hander Abel Brito. The Woodpeckers got him for a lot of runs last time they saw him, Colin. Emil Carcherinos is on the opposite side, 0-3 with a 5.42 ERA, but pretty good stuff for him during the last homestand here at Segra Stadium.
Yeah, he's gotten better and better as the year's gone on. He went 4 1/3 innings in his last home start, which is a career long for him since being called up in May to the Woodpeckers. So think his job right now is to just get through those first four innings cleanly. If he can get a fifth, that would be awesome, of course. But you've seen what Fayetteville's done offensively against a Lynchburg pitching staff that is dead last in the Carolina League in earned run average, and you got to trust your guys to get those big swings. There also has to be equal trust in Chirinos to get those outs early in the early going, and he's proven so far in the month of August he has been able to get those early outs and set his team up in a position to win a ball game.
The Lynchburg Hillcats at 53 and 54 overall, trying to get back to the 500 mark tonight, 22 and 20 in the second half of play. The Woodpeckers have been introduced. They are taking the diamond in their crisp home white uniforms, and we are just about ready for some baseball in downtown Fayetteville. First pitch a little delayed tonight due to some weather. 7:15, it's around the corner. Now let's let you listen in on the singing of the anthem. First pitch next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Michelle Abrams.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the
Let's go down to the diamond. Woodpeckers baseball starts now.
Dirty throws it deep left field. This ball's way back there. Tie game. Three run home run. Line drive out to left field. Long run. It gets down. It hops off the wall. Rounding third. That ball's in the bullpen. This game is over.
This will clear the bases. Whitaker going into third. He has driven home all three.
Line drive out into right field. Manthwaite looking up. It's gone. It's gone. It's gone. A two-run walk-off home run. And that pitch is called strike three. They have done it. The second combined no-hitter in Woodpeckers franchise history.
Woodpeckers baseball is live wherever you are. Tonight our ball game is back in downtown Fayetteville, North Carolina. 12 home games to go in the 2023 regular season. And tonight we are glad to have you. Game one between the Woodpeckers and the Lynchburg Hillcats. Andrew Chapman alongside Colin Casey. Second matchup between these two ball clubs. Colin, the last time the Woodpeckers saw them, they set franchise records on the offensive end.
Yeah, it was great to see that explosion from the offense. 29 runs over the last two games, 18 runs in that Sunday game, saw grand slams, saw multiple RBI games. Those are very different roster than what we have now, Chappie. A lot of these 2023 draft guys, all of them weren't on the roster when that game took place. So now it'll be a new iteration of the Woodpeckers that'll try to accomplish a similar goal. We saw 15 runs from them just a couple of nights ago in Myrtle Beach. We'll try to replicate it and get this series off to a high note.
The head-to-head season series, 12 games in total, is even at 3 apiece after the Woodpeckers split in Lynchburg a few weeks ago. And tonight in the opener, they send right-hander Emilcar Chirinos to the hill. 0-3 record and a 5.24 ERA. Tonight pitches in his 14th game for Fayetteville and makes his 8th start. 44 2/3 innings, 49 strikeouts, 30 walks, and 26 earned runs allowed. First pitch of our ball game is out, and it's whacked in the air out into center field. Jackson Lofton angling back towards the wall and making the catch over his left shoulder for the first out of the inning. It's off the bat of Angel Zarate, and there's one quick one for Emilcar Chirinos. Our official start time tonight, 7:22 p.m., a little bit delayed. There was some rain around the 6 o'clock hour that caused the rain tarp to be on the field. And our game time temperature is 87 degrees. Here's the pitch and a bunt, cued foul, third base side. 0-1 on Angel Hanel. It was a high of 98 today. The heat index was way up there. It was almost a dangerous heat. You saw both teams limit their batting practice sessions to indoors. Pop fly, third base side. Jaron Williams over at third today. Drifts into foul territory, makes the catch near the Lynchburg manager. And there are two gone. A fly out, a foul out. Here's Robert Lopez to bat for Lynchburg, but first let's work around the Fayetteville defense behind Chirinos.
Yep, Luis Baez, the left fielder, Lofton in center, Cam Fisher over and right. You just saw Williams make the play at third. Bryce Matthews at short, Ryan Johnson the second baseman, Luis Encarnacion at first, and Garrett Gilmet does the catching for Emilcar Chirinos.
A fastball up and outside, and it's 1-0 on Robert Lopez. Infield swung around to the right against the Lynchburg lefty. Lopez hitting .256 on the season, 5 home runs, 35 RBIs, takes a cut through a 93 mile per hour pitch, and it's 1-1. Chirinos in the DSL all last year, skipped FCL baseball and was promoted directly to Fayetteville a little over 2 months ago. Reaching early on a changeup, it's fouled to the plate, and Robert Lopez behind 1-2. We saw Emilcar pitch in Myrtle Beach back on August 9th. That was the Wednesday game, game two of the series. And he went 3 innings in relief, did not give up an earned run, only surrendered 2 hits. And carries a 2.45 ERA in August into this start. Here's the 1-2 home, and a slider off the outside. Two balls, two strikes.
He seems like a guy that should have skipped the FCL, where he's put up respectable numbers in single A and has risen to the occasion.
Next pitch, the 2-2 strikes him out swinging. Fastball on the interior. And Robert Lopez sent packing for a 1-2-3 close to the first. Emilcar Chirinos skips off that mound, and the offense gets ready to step in. Matthews, Baez, and Ryan Johnson lead it off when we return. Just underway from Segra Stadium in the opener between the Woodpeckers and the Hillcats on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
It's Bunker! Bunker's entrance is brought to you by Cumberland Tractor Kubota Fayetteville. Visit their location at 1530 Middle River Loop, right here in Fayetteville, for a variety of services and Kubota equipment. Fans, make some noise for Bunker! Do you want free tacos? Well, it's Taco Tuesday with the Woodpeckers. Is your perfect chance, y'all. If the Woodpeckers score 3 runs tonight, all fans in attendance will win a free taco from El Cazador. If the magic number hits, fans will receive a coupon on their way out tonight. Coupons are redeemable at any of their locations here in Fayetteville. Say, we want tacos with me on 3. 1, 2, 3.
Welcome back to Sacra Stadium. We are just underway. The opener between the Woodpeckers and the Hillcats. Emilcar Chirinos sets down the side in order, and now Bryce Matthews will step in. Matthews, Luis Baez, and Ryan Johnson are the top three hitters of Ricky Rivera's lineup card against right-hander Abel Brito. First pitch fastball up and outside. It is 1-0. Cam Fisher hits cleanup. Tyler Whitaker, 5. Garrett Gilmet, 6. And the 7 through 9 are Jaron Williams, Luis Encarnacion, and Jackson Lofton. Here's a ground ball pulled over to third. Two skips for Benjamin. Throws on the grass and gets it to first in time to retire Bryce Matthews. Hit his first pro home run on the road last week out in Myrtle Beach. So we didn't get to see that much-awaited Matthews home run, or at least the hometown crowd. But maybe he'll give them a show here at home with 12 home games remaining. Luis Baez, the newly appointed number 2 overall prospect in the Houston Astros system, according to MLB.com, is in. And the first pitch home is a called strike on the outside corner. A slider in there. Working the plate today is Travis Brewer, and Trey Ward is on the bases. First time we've gotten this two-man umpiring crew this season. Low and outside breaking ball 1-1. They're in black ball caps, black polos, and dark gray pants. And the Woodpeckers tonight for our radio audience wear a white jersey with a black number and nameplate on the back. Woodpeckers in black across the chest. White pants, a black stripe, high black socks for Luis Baez, and a black batting helmet. Pitch is fouled away. It's 1-2. And Lynchburg's in the road grays. Gray cap with the Hillcat L on the front. Gray uniform that says Hillcats in that neon green across the chest. A gray pant as well. Look out. Fastball runs up and inside. Baez turns away from the pitch, and his helmet came off of his head.
And something that Fayetteville doesn't want to see a lot of in this series. Back in Myrtle Beach, saw a lot of hit batters, and they set a franchise record on Saturday, tied a franchise record with 5 plunked batters in that game.
Infield, outfield, play Baez straight up. The 2-2 is just inside. He started to swing and slid his back foot out of the way in the process, but held the hands. 28 hits since Baez arrived to town. 10 of those are doubles, 1 home run, and he's batting .283 with a .365 on base. 3-2 pitch gets him reaching. Slider buried in the dirt, and a nice wipeout pitch by Abel Brito picks up his first K and second out of the night. So now it is Ryan Johnson stepping in, Fayetteville second baseman, 3 hitter. Let's work around the Lynchburg diamond.
Yep, Angel Sarate out in left field for the Hillcats. Wilfredo Antunez is the center fielder. Luis Durango rounds out the outfield in right.
Pitch outside, ball 1 to Johnson.
Juan Benjamin, the third baseman. Jose Devers at short. Angel Hanau at second. Mike Collado, pardon me, at first base. And Robert Lopez, the catcher.
A broken bat bouncer towards the middle. Devers shifts to his left and has it pop out of the webbing trying to field it. He took a shuffle about 5-6 feet to his left, reached down to pick it off of the dirt and couldn't secure it firmly in the webbing. See how they score that one. A lot of momentum on that ball died when the bat broke. And Ryan Johnson makes it safe to first, gives Cam Fisher a chance to bat in the first inning. Cam Fisher, the fourth rounder out of UNC Charlotte, hit his first pro home run here at Segra Stadium a couple of weeks ago in that back end series of the long homestand. Fastball inside, and it's 1-0 on Cam. They do flash an error on the board for the Hillcats, so Cam Fisher gets the inning extended on the E6, and it'll be an 0-for-1 to begin Ryan Johnson's day. Here's the pitch home. Fisher swings, hard line drive, one hopping by Hanau at second and out into right field. Ryan Johnson scampers to second base, and Cam Fisher got all of that low liner. A 2-out single in the air, giving the Woodpeckers the chance to put 2 on for Tyler Whitaker.
And that's got to feel good for Cam Fisher. He's only had 1 hit over his last several games, and it's not really for a lack of trying. He's had some well-struck balls, and some pitchers have simply not given him anything to hit because his walks are way up over that stretch. But he finally got one from Brito over the middle of the plate, and that ball jumped off his bat into right field.
Yeah, he had a 1-for-12, as you mentioned, on the road last week in Myrtle Beach. So he ties his series hit total from a week ago in his first at-bat at home. Tyler Whitaker now takes a fastball right on the outside border, and it's called nothing and 1 on Whitaker. He's DHing today, not in the defensive side of the equation. 247 hitter with 3 home runs and 24 RBIs is on base at a really solid 386 thanks to 35 walks. takes a slider that just missed outside, and it's 1-1. Temperatures have cooled into the mid-80s after some of that rain and the wind. Just a slight breeze left over out towards left center field near the rocking chairs. The 1-1 down in the dirt and blocked by Lopez.
It's good to see that Whitaker is well on pace to surpass his walk total from a year ago. Even with all the time he's missed this year, it just shows how far he's really come as a hitter when it comes to plate vision.
Has 6 doubles on the year, 45 total hits. 2-1, down and inside. And that was a changeup from Brito. So Whitaker can wait for the perfect one. 3-1 count. Now Brito in danger of loading up the bases after getting 2 quick outs on a ground out and a strikeout. The 22-year-old originally from San Francisco de Macorís in the Dominican Republic. Goes down to the belt, kicks, pitches. The 3-1 is ball 4. Inside, missed with off speed. Tried to spin a front door slider on Whitaker, but he takes and the bases are loaded up. Johnson to third and Fisher to second. Garrett Gilmet, his first at-bat today, gets to hit with the bag's juice.
And the last at-bat he had, he sent it over the wall. He had Sunday off. So talk about a high he's coming off of in Myrtle Beach, a chance to really add to his offensive total since joining Fayetteville.
Here's the first one to Gilmet, and he fouls it backwards. Cleared the wall in Myrtle Beach, first pro home run. He should have had his first pro homer against the Carolina Mudcats here at home a couple of weeks ago, but it was a home run robbery by Kaylan Nicasi in right field that took it away. Nothing in 1-2 outs. Bases loaded in the pitch. Gilmet got under it. A pop-up around the home plate circle. Lopez sheds the mask, tosses it aside, makes the catch directly behind home, and that is the inning. Fayetteville loads him up with 2 outs on an error, a single and a walk, but can't bring home a run. It's scoreless after 1 tonight at Segra Stadium.
Nest, show us those shiny teeth for the Catlett Family Dentistry Smile Cam. Leading off the top of the second inning for the Hillcats, the first baseman, number 7, Mike Coyado.
Welcome back to Segra Stadium. It is the top of the second inning. No score between the Woodpeckers and the Hillcats. Lynchburg showing their willingness to play a little small ball tonight. They drop a foul ball on a bunt from Mayek Calado. He had Angel Henao try and drop one down in the first inning as well. Here comes the wind of the 0-1 from Chirinos, and he drops a curveball into the zone. Good pitch, nothing in two. Got a flyout, a foul out, and a strikeout to close a 1-2-3 first. Fayetteville's offense left him loaded, though, in the bottom half. The 0-2 is swinging a ground ball towards the middle and up into right center field. A base hit for the Hillcats provides their first base runner against Chirinos. And Collado, the cleanup hitter, is on for Jose Devers. Juan Benjamin hits sixth today, followed by Wilfredo Antonez, seven. Prez Cavanaugh is the DH, hitting eighth. And then Luis Durango, the right fielder, rounds it out. The Hillcats are managed by Jordan Smith in his first full season as a minor league manager. Fastball up and inside, and it is 1-0 on Jose Devers, a right-handed hitter, batting .258 on the season with 8 home runs and 55 RBIs. Middle infield double play depth, and the pitch popped up right side. First base is Encarnacion. He drifts over, but that ball will land foul into the seats.
Good to see Anka playing in back-to-back games. A good sign that that injury he had been dealing with on the road in Myrtle Beach is fully healed.
Hillcats come into tonight's game on a four-game winning streak, so the Woodpeckers are finding their offense at a hot moment. They're one of the best offenses average-wise combined in August across the league. And they're 5-5 over their last 10-game stretch. Fly ball, golfed into center. Jackson Lofton playing deep, proceeds a step or two. Squares it up, makes the catch of the shoulders, and Jose Devers is the first out of the second inning.
And despite, Chappie, their numbers being one of the top offenses, they do it with a lot of singles, not so much the extra base hits. I mean, you look at how this team is offensively in terms of home runs. They've only got 50 on the year. That's second to last in the league. So they get a lot of guys on bases and end up getting those clutch hits to drive them in.
Jaren Williams will play shallow at third, defend against the bunt as the left-hander Juan Benjamin steps in. Shoots a line drive foul off onto the concourse, and it's an 0-1 count. Yeah, kind of a very different team than what the Woodpeckers saw last week in Myrtle Beach, who have the best average in the league but also the best slugging numbers. Lynchburg with the second-best combined average, but they're tied for seventh in the league for slugging. So, like you said, a lot of singles lead to a lot of base runners, but they don't necessarily hit a ton of home runs. Part of that's their ballpark. High fences around Lynchburg. Fayetteville actually didn't have any home runs in that series until the Sunday blow-up. A changeup outside, and it's 2-1 on Juan Benjamin.
Yeah, Lynchburg tied for seventh in slugging percentage, but their on base is .353, which is their slugging percentage. It's so high that that's where they're able to find themselves first in OPS because their on base percentage is so high.
Benjamin cuts through a fastball and gets the count to 2-2. Torino's doing a pretty good job of locating the heater early in the game. Benjamin playing in his 80th game of the season tonight. And that is the second most out of all Hillcats. Jose Devers leads the club with his 91st today. Line drive off the left again and towards the train tracks it goes. So the count remains 2-2 on Benjamin, near the top of the team in total hits as well. You have Devers with 85. And Benjamin with 80. So second on the team. 2-2 pitch, here it is. Foul tipped into the mitt, that's strike three. Emil Carcherinos picks up his second strikeout of the evening. And will bring Wilfredo Antonez up to the dish with two outs and a runner at first. No score in this top second inning. One hit per side as Antonez, the lefty, steps up to the plate. He has a red arm sleeve on his left arm and a Cleveland Guardians colored red and blue shin guard on his right leg. First pitch outside, it is ball one.
Another guy who racks up the hits. He's got 77 on the year. They just have a lineup 1-9 that can hit for contact.
1-0, infield shifted around. They've pulled Williams towards short, Matthews up the middle. And that pitch sprayed foul, left side.
And that's going to be an interesting test for this Fayetteville staff because, remember, they have the most strikeouts by a wide margin pitching-wise in the league. So talking about two big-time forces, one that hits for contact and one that knows how to miss those bats.
Yeah, it seems like in the kind of keys to this series, whichever side can dominate on that end will maybe come out on top as a fly ball lifted out into left center field. Lofton calls off Baez drifting over and makes the catch in the gap. For the final out of the second inning, Emil Carcherinos has put up two scoreless, works around the leadoff single, And when we come back, it'll be Williams, Encarnacion, and Lofton hitting for the Woodpeckers in the bottom of the second, no score.
You've won a tumbler courtesy of Blanton's. Call Blanton's for all your air conditioning, plumbing, and electrical needs. Hey, show us those coolers. Turn off the lights and I blow. To the extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal. Light up a stage and wax a chump like a candle. Dance, caress a speaker that booms. I'm killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom. Deadly, when I play a dope melody. Anything less than the best is a felony. Love it or leave it, you better gain weight. You better hit bullseye, the kid don't play. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it. I'm on a roll, it's time to go solo. Rollin', hit my 5.0, put my rag top down so my hair can blow. The girl is on standby, waiting just to say hi.
Did you stop?
No, I just drove by, kept on, pursuing to the next stop. I bust a left and I'm heading to the next block. The block was dead, yo, so I continue to A1A.
Eastbound Avenue!
Girls were hot, wearing less than bikinis. Rock men lovers, driving Lamborghinis.
Jealous,
cause I'm out getting mine. Back on the mound for the Hillcats, Abel Brito.
On the wall, the chumps acting ill because they're full of eight ball. Gunshots ranged out like a bell. I grabbed my nine, all I heard was shell.
Leading off the bottom of the second inning for the Woodpeckers, the third baseman, number 29, Jaron Williams.
No score in the bottom of the second inning. Jaron Williams leads it off for Fayetteville and takes a fastball strike from the Lynchburg right-hander, Abel Brito. Woodpeckers loaded the bases with two outs. Couldn't bring anybody around, though. Brito got Guilmette to pop out and end the inning. Low pitch to Williams, and it's a one ball, one strike count on the ninth rounder from Toledo. Williams batting seventh today and playing over at third base, followed by Encarnacion and then Lofton. 1-1 is a changeup called strike, and Jaron thought it was inside. 1-2. Batting .229 since he was added to the Fayetteville roster. Already four stolen bases showcasing that speed, but no home runs, eight total hits. He has drawn a lot of walks, nine walks and a really solid .413 on base. 1-2. Down and outside. Two balls and two strikes on Jaron Williams. Guys with the night off today include Sandro Gastone, Leo Molina, and also Dari Lorenzo. 2-2 pitch sails high and sends Williams ducking out of the way. Fastball to cut loose.
And Jaron, last couple of games has been terrific in terms of getting on base. Comes into today reaching base at least three or more times over his last three games. That's an impressive feat to accomplish.
Yeah, Williams on the week in Myrtle Beach went 4-for-14, scored five runs as he one hops the ball down the first base stairwell. Walked six times and seven strikeouts. And had a really solid Sunday despite the loss. 2-for-3 with a walk, a run, and a stolen base. 3-2 backs him up inside, and it is a walk to lead off the inning. And now Brito will have to contend with Williams' speed aboard. With nobody in front of him, here comes Luis Encarnacion.
And how about this for Williams? He has now drawn a walk in each of his last six games. Talk about great patience for a guy who just got here a couple of weeks ago after playing his college career at Toledo. That adjustment has not been a tricky one for Jaron Williams.
Nice to see Luis Encarnacion back in the lineup after about a week and a half off. He was back on the lineup card Sunday. Williams breaks on the pitch. It's popped up over the screen behind home and lands into the first couple rows of seats. So a strike on Enka, and Williams will have to go back to first. That's one thing that's really stood out about a lot of the new draft guys is Matthews has been drawing a lot of walks, Williams and his walk numbers, as we mentioned. So you're looking at some hitters coming into pro ball with pretty advanced eyes. Here's a foul ball off the inside of the foot. And it's no balls, two strikes on Luis Encarnacion.
Which is often the toughest thing to get down, rather than just simply putting the bat on the ball. It's discipline that can be a lot different at the pro level compared to college.
Second baseman Hanau close to the bag. Shortstop straight up. Williams dancing off of first, and Encarnacion squares up a high fly ball deep to right center field. Antonez angling to the track, but it's the right fielder Durango in the area, making the grab right near that 357-foot marker. Encarnacion hit it deep, but just underneath it. And is back to the dugout for the first out. Williams returns to first.
They got a fastball up and away, and did a nice job of extending on that, but maybe got a little bit underneath it. Came off the bat just under 97 miles an hour, and just enough room in that cutout for Durango to come over and make that play.
Yeah, he hit it 354. He needed 357. Now Jackson Lofton, who hit a grand slam last week in Myrtle Beach and had a career-high 6 RBI night in the 15-3 win Saturday. First pickoff move over to first base, and they check up on Williams. See if he gets more aggressive with one out in the inning. 30th pitch of the day for Abel Brito. Runs outside on Lofton, and a balk has been called. He did not set, came together quickly, and he's trying to mess with the timing of Williams over there, so he rushed it. And Travis Ward, with eyes on his set, calls the balk, and Williams is granted second base. So that pitch did not count, and this will be the first official pitch to Lofton. After a long set, he fouls the pitch backwards, and Brito made sure to show the long pause there.
And that's the other underrated aspect of having a lot of speed over at first base. You have that pitcher thinking overtime about you trying to take off and take second base, so messes with his timing and he ends up going a little bit too quickly. You end up getting that second base for free.
Brito, in just his sixth game and sixth start of the season, turns around, fires a throw into center field. He almost had Williams picked off. Jaron dives back into the bag, gets to his feet, goes to third. And Abel Brito chose the perfect time to spin around, try and pick off Jaron Williams. An accurate throw would have got him, but he sailed it.
And again, he just rushed things, and that ended up costing him. Williams way off the bag. He would have been out pretty easily if he threw that ball right at the second base bag.
Jackson Lofton now hits with the infield shaded in on the cut of the grass. And the pitch goes wide of Lopez, pops over towards the third baseline, and Williams will score. Boy, that baseball really hopped up into the air as it ricocheted off the backstop, the screen. It bounced over Lopez's head away from the plate. He had no chance to make a play on that ball, and Williams comes in, and it's the errant throwing of Abel Brito that brings the first Fayetteville run home, 1-0 in the second inning. Lofton now in a two-ball, no-strike count. Here's the pitch to him, and it backs him up. Three-ball count on Lofton.
Now, often you got guys with speed that beat you physically on the bases. That time, Jaron Williams just mentally beat Abel Brito, who's just couldn't keep his mind off of him. And you saw the balk at first, the bad throw at second, and then he uncorks a wild pitch. I mean, that's just a guy who's got a lot of speed that is occupying a lot of real estate in the pitcher's mind right there.
Yeah, absolutely. Almost the whole paralysis by analysis factor there. And now the pitch home. Lofton was just early on it. Grounds it foul, left of third.
This must have been like an out-of-body experience for Jackson Lofton. Usually he's the one who's scoring from first on a couple of pitches, and this time he's the one at the plate that watched Jaron Williams pull off that feat.
Brito ran into trouble his last time out in the second inning as Lofton gets hit on the knuckles. Wild fastballs right now coming from the Lynchburg right-hander. Lofton was hit on the forearm last week in Myrtle Beach and got plunked there on the left hand. Some obvious frustration for Lofton getting hit in a vulnerable spot. He spikes some of his gear, and Jennifer Vardalis, the team athletic trainer, out of the dugout to check up on Lofton's left hand.
That's the bottom hand for him, and usually the one you got going forward a lot on those check swings. And Brito with a fastball that came a little bit too far in on him, ends up grazing that hand, and He'll tough it out, stay in the ball game, and I think he knows just how to get some revenge on Brito, and that's to try to do some damage on the bases. But always a scary time to get hit in that area, almost the most vulnerable spot to get hit in as a player when you've got those hands coming over the plate. Last thing you want is to get it jammed between the bat and the ball.
So now Brito faces top of the order. Bryce Matthews gets to bat for his second straight inning. And the first pitch to the first rounder. Lofton breaking for second base. Here's the throw down. Nowhere near in time. He dives in, and the tag of Pinnell arrived late. Jackson Lofton swipes second base and extends his team lead.
Yeah, it's 47 for him now on the year. Had a couple last week in Myrtle Beach, but it felt like there were so many runners in front of him that he wasn't really able to add to that total.
He's left the all-time record well in the dust, extends it further and further with each stolen base. As Matthews squares up a deep fly left center field, Antonez going back, gives up, it's off the top of the fence. Lofton circles third, and he is in. Bryce Matthews makes it a 2-0 game with an RBI double off the top of the left center field wall.
Just a cool 107 miles an hour off the bat for Matthews, and I think it's safe to say he's starting to find out how to hit that fastball. We saw the struggles the first couple of weeks to time it, and he was all over that one. Middle in, turned on it, and needed a couple more feet to get it out to the rocking chairs there. But, man, Bryce Matthews is really starting to figure out professional hitting, or professional pitching, I should say, and this will lead to a mound visit for Lynchburg. That ball tattooed.
Early visit tonight for pitching coach Tony Arnold. Arnold out there to have a conversation with Abel Brito. We mentioned just a moment ago before that Matthews at bat how Brito struggled in the second inning of his last game. It was at home against Fredericksburg on Wednesday, and he gave up 4 earned runs and had to be pulled from the second inning after he recorded 5 outs. He went just an inning and 2/3. Ended up suffering the loss, and here again on the road, he is having struggles in the second inning. The walks have been an issue for him. Some of the errant fastballs that you've seen tonight are starting to become commonplace. He gave up 3 walks in that inning and 2/3 last time out, 2 walks on August 3rd, 3 walks on the 28th, and 4 on July 24th. So multiple walks now in 5 straight games. He's walked 2 and hit a batter tonight. And here's Luis Baez. With Matthews at second base after the meeting on the mound, Baez takes one down to the dirt, and Lopez has it scuffle away. Matthews down to third base, and nothing is really near the zone right now for Abel Brito, and the stuff that was in the zone got hit off the top of the left center field wall. Matthews at third base. Baez did strike out his last time up. Got beat on a good Brito slider. Infield shaded in, the 1-0. Baez swings, ground ball over to short. Picked by Devers, he looks Matthews back, tosses across to first, and records the second out of the inning.
That ball came off the bat in a hurry as well. 104 off the bat of Baez, just smashed it right into an infield that came in, and that's exactly what you want if you're Abel Brito, is just to have a ground ball that keeps Matthews at third base, gets you that second out. Now you can just focus on throwing strikes here to Ryan Johnson.
So Johnson, he's ready and takes a fastball for a strike right on the outside corner. Johnson reached on an error, a broken bat roller up the middle of the diamond that was bobbled by Devers. 2 errors already for Lynchburg. 2 runs on 2 hits for Fayetteville. A 2-0 lead at the bottom of the second. Matthews at third. Johnson breaks the second bat tonight and pops out to Devers, the shortstop. So he'll be placed in an online order for some new lumber tomorrow. 2 runs come home in the second inning. A wild pitch and an RBI double by Bryce Matthews gives Fayetteville the early advantage. Emil Carcherino's back to the mound when we return to Segra Stadium.
Let's send it down to T. Bright with our contestants.
I've got Kanan and Liam here. Are you guys ready? Yeah? All right, this is the Battle of the Brothers. I need you to make some noise for Kanan and Liam on my count. You guys are going to go. You're going to run down to my girl down there. You're going to dizzy yourself on the bats and then run back to me. All right, you ready? On your mark, get set. Let's go. All right, let's get it, Liam. Let's get it, Kanan. Way to go, way to go, way to go. Here they go. Okay, now they got to go around the bat a couple of times. What is Liam doing? All right, then you got to bring it back. All right, you ready? Let's go. Can you bring it back? Can you stay in a straight line? Are you waiting for your brother? How nice is that? All right, let's give it up for Kanan and Liam, everyone. Great job, boys.
Leading off the top of the third inning for the Hillcats, the designated hitter, number 29, Prez Cavanaugh.
Top of the third inning, Emil Carcherinos back to the mound with a 2-0 lead. Prez Cavanaugh into the left side, and now to take it through the play-by-play, let's send it over to Colin Casey.
Thank you so much, Andrew Chapman. Cavanaugh, the North Carolina native, went to high school in Charlotte, facing off against Chirinos for the first time. The 0-1 pitch, and Cavanaugh chases after it down in the dirt. 14th round draft pick by Cleveland in last year's draft out of UNC Greensboro. So a lot of connections here in North Carolina. Cavanaugh is now playing up in Lynchburg, Virginia. A spike breaking ball by Chirinos hits off the mask of the catcher, Gil Met. Cavanaugh, three-year player at UNC Greensboro. Hit 340 in his final year there with 8 homers, 56 runs driven in. And he stays alive with a foul straight back. Also played a couple of seasons in the Cape League with the Harwich Mariners. Hit 333 and was fighting for the batting title that year in 2021. Teammate of Trey Dombrowski's in the Fayetteville dugout. 1-2, and Chirinos misses just outside with the fastball. This year with Lynchburg, Cavanaugh in his 53rd game, hitting 243, 3 homers, and 16 driven in. Chirinos misses outside again, and that is ball 3. Cavanaugh will be followed by Luis Durango, and then the leadoff hitter, Zarate. Payoff pitch, Cavanaugh hits it the other way, left field. Luis Baez jogging in, and he reaches up and makes the catch for the first out. Four in a row set down for Emil Carcherinos. He has given up just the lone single to Coyado in the second. One down for Durango. Fully overcast skies here in downtown Fayetteville, but we stay dry for the time being. A high strike called on Durango. And Durango pops this one up left side, giving it a long run. Williams, but he's out of room, lands in the third row of seats over in section 113. Durango, born in Panama City, 20 years of age in his third year with the Guardians organization, had a really strong burst on the scene in the Complex League where he hit 308 over 46 games. Fastball up and away. And is playing in just his seventh game since being called up this year. Played in four games in the Complex League before getting the call. Very promising young ball player in the Guardian system. Breaking ball misses in. And it's 2-2. Did have struggles last year in his first full year with the Hillcats, where he played in 71 games and hit just 189. Starting to build that confidence back up as he takes a close 2-2 fastball outside. to fill it up. Chirinos trying to avoid his first walk of the night with the payoff pitch, and it's lined sharply up the middle. Matthews dives, but it gets through his glove into left center field for a base hit. Big turn at first for Durango, but he'll stop there. Has himself a one-out single. It's a good effort by Bryce Matthews going back away from the first base bag, but couldn't quite knock it down. Would have been a tough play regardless, as Durango can really run. Combined for 48 stolen bases across two levels the last couple of years. So that'll bring up Angel Zarate. Gets a fastball in tight, 1-0. Milcar Chirinos coming off a couple of strong outings to begin his month of August. Again, 4 1/3 innings against Carolina on the third in his last start. Misses off the plate with a fastball at 90. Threw 74 pitches in that outing, 44 of them for strikes. His season high 78. That came in the middle of June, middle of July rather. There's a pop fly sent straight over our heads. 2-1. He's never had an outing that has gone shorter than two innings, so that streak continues today. 2 1/3, his shortest. That came back on June 1st. So he's been pretty consistent as far as length goes. Runner going. Guilmette throws down a one-hopper, gets through Matthews into center field. Durango going to head for third. The throw from Lofton is airmailed, but well backed up by Chirinos. And Luis Durango swipes second, advances to third on the throwing error. And Lynchburg just 90 feet away from getting on the board with one out in the third. For Durango, that ends up being his ninth stolen base, or pardon me, his first stolen base in Lynchburg, but his ninth of the year, including his time in the Complex League.
Guilmette looked really good behind the plate on Saturday in Myrtle Beach, throwing out three runners early, and they just kind of shut down the run game the rest of the night. But Lynchburg off and running against him early here.
And those Pelicans were aggressive all series long. Didn't matter who was behind the plate. They were testing arms left and right. It was Guilmette and Gastone who were the tandem in that series, with Encarnacion missing the majority of it. And the Pelicans used their speed to their advantage. Another full count pitch for Chirinos. It's hit up the middle, right back to the mound. Chirinos looks the runner Durango back and underhands it to first for the second out. Some heads-up defense from Amilcar Chirinos. He backs up the throw to prevent Durango from scoring on an overthrow to third, and he looks right at that third base bag, keeps him there, and retires Zarate on the 1-3 putout, two down. So Angel Hanau will be tasked with trying to bring home that opening run for the Hillcats. Takes a fastball just off the corner. Chirinos got through a very quick 1-2-3 first inning where he threw less than 10 pitches, but pitch count here in the third with all the full counts he's seen now up to 44. Number 45 is sent in the air down the left field line, foul, and it's 1-1. Sure, the Woodpeckers happy to see that ball land foul. There were a number of situations in that Myrtle Beach series where a lefty has dropped one behind that third base bag into shallow left field and has resulted in runs. Pelicans taking 5 of 6, and it seemed like every single break was going through their way throughout. A late swing by Hanau, and that fastball up at 93, one of the hardest so far for Chirinos on his outing, 1-2. In fact, you round it up, it's at 94, 93.9, the exact measurement. See if he goes back to it. Went up and away last time. Come set, Durango leads off a third. And the 1-2, chased after and missed. 94 miles an hour that time for Chirinos. He reached back for something extra with two outs and picks up his third strikeout of the outing. Three scoreless for Amilcar Chirinos. We're on to the bottom half. Fayetteville 2, Lynchburg nothing on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
community's legal needs for over 42 years and have now expanded to cover the Carolinas. For all of your civil legal needs, Hutchins Law Firm can help. As a dedicated partner of the Woodpeckers over the last 5 years, Hutchins and the Woodpeckers would like to recognize the Hutchins Law Firm high-performance season ticket holder of the game, Rick and Sharon Rickman. There they are, cool as a fan. On the mound for the Hillcats, Abel Brito. Leading off the bottom of the third inning for the Woodpeckers, the right fielder, number 21, Cam Fisher.
Bottom of the third from Segura, middle of the order for Fayetteville. Cam Fisher will be followed by Tyler Whitaker and then Garrett Guillemette. The Woodpeckers on top 2-0 in this series opener against the Lynchburg Hillcats. One ball, no strikes on Fisher, who singled to right his first time up and waves through an off-speed from Abel Brito. 1-1. Fisher's average now at 214 following that single back in the first inning. Fastball sailed outside, and it's 2-1 on the big lefty. Fisher, fourth-round pick in this past draft out of UNC Charlotte. Fastball up and outside, 3-1. Something he did pretty well at Charlotte was draw walks. 64 walks to 63 strikeouts in his final year with the 49ers. See if he swings away 3-1. He does and sends a towering pop-up. This will stay on the infield. The shortstop Devers calling everyone off, and he makes the catch between second and third base for out number one. Fisher got his pitch. It was up in the zone, but he got a bit too far underneath it. And Brito happy to get that first out after issuing a leadoff walk to Jaron Williams last inning. Williams ended up coming around to score. First pitch to Tyler Whitaker is a fastball at the top of the strike zone. This will be pitch number 47 from the right-hander, and it's a good one. Another fastball, and Whitaker late on it. Back-to-back high heaters, and Whitaker will ask for time and readjust his batting gloves. Infield playing back, respecting the power of the former Astros third-round pick, who takes a close one just off the plate, 1-2. Season series at an even 3-3 between these two clubs. Whitaker takes another one just off the plate, and as he has all season long, especially since he's come back from his injuries, he has worked a deep count. More and more selective. Burrito's 2-2 is chopped towards second base. Angel Henao sidearms it across, and a quick two outs for Abel Brito after he gave up a pair of runs in the second. Two down for Garrett Guillemette, who ended the first inning with a pop out. And Gilmett hoping to have some of the power that was in that jersey the last time these two teams played. First pitch misses outside, referring to that Sunday game where Fayetteville put up 18 runs. Garrett McGowan in a first-inning grand slam wearing the number 46. Same first name. Dropped one of the T's, though. Popped straight back, and that'll clear the bleachers.
Yeah, suddenly the grand slams are starting to add up a little bit. Three of them after Lofton had his in Myrtle last week. And that ties the 2022 grand slam number.
1-1 is a called strike two, despite Lopez being unable to hang on to it. I think they actually surpassed that. Was it
two? It was two last year. Yep. You're right, yeah, two. So they surpassed it. Yeah, it was Cerny and DiCenzo.
And this year you had Cole in April, then McGowan's grand slam against Lynchburg, and Lofton's a couple of nights ago in Myrtle Beach. 1-2, misses upstairs. Brito really trying to attack that upper third of the strike zone. He has kept a lot of his fastballs up, so not afraid to challenge this Fayetteville lineup. Despite giving up a boatload of runs in his first outing. Against Fayetteville, that pitch comes inside and it grazes the midsection of Gilmett. So that is the second batter that Brito has hit. And Gilmett trotting on over to first base, gives a thumbs up towards the pitcher's mound, letting Brito know he knew it was a mistake. There's that sportsmanship for Garrett Gilmett. He ended up winning the Sportsmanship Award during his time in the Cape League with the Orleans Firebirds, so not much of a surprise to see that carry over to the professional level. Guy who certainly respects his opponents. Jaron Williams takes ball one outside. Also saw him introducing himself to this umpiring crew of Travis Brewer and Trey Ward pregame as he was called out there. Woodpeckers being introduced. Williams drew a walk, came around to score after an eventful trip on the bases in the second. Here he chops one towards short. Devers having to charge. Tough play at the bag. Safe. Williams hobbling a bit, but he legs out the infield single. There's that speed. He led the Division I circuit in stolen bases with 49 in the spring. And he used every ounce of his wheels to get aboard there.
Yeah, good to see he's all right. He won't need to be checked up on by the trainer, but he came down on that first base bag with some force, a big lunge. It's like a long jump, right? When you jump into the sand and you're sprinting down the track and big strides. That's Williams. It's the speed, the long strides that help him really get up that line.
So two on, two away for Luis Encarnacion. Gets a slider down and outside. And just another day at the office for Jaron Williams. Two trips to the plate. And he's reached base both times. Hasn't been a leadoff hitter with Bryce Matthews in the lineup, but he's been pretty darn close to one in the middle part of the order. Well outside and 2-0 on Enka. And there's just speed everywhere you look in this Woodpeckers lineup. Of course, Matthews, you've got Tyler Whitaker, who can certainly burn in that five spot. Williams, the speedster, hitting seventh, and Jackson Lofton rounding out the order with his team lead in stolen bases. Enka swings away at a 2-0, a really good slider down and outside. Luis hit one pretty well out to right center field his first at-bat of the series, but it was caught by Durango right on the warning track. 2-1 outside, and it's 3-1 with who else but Jackson Lofton waiting on deck trying to get a shot at what would be a couple of grand slams in his last three games. Wouldn't be surprised, though, if Encarnacion had the green light here with his power, 7 home runs on the year. Brito with a 3-1, and Enka flares it out to right field. This one falling quickly, but Durango with good closing speed runs it down in the gap, and that ends the inning. Fayetteville strands a couple of runners on base. They've left 6 on through the first 3 innings, but they enjoy a 2-0 lead. We're on to the fourth at Segra Stadium on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Visit Fayetteville off Highway 24 in East Fayetteville. Hey fans, get on your feet. It's time for a Sports Clips Dance Cam. Superman, that all I want me, crack that soul, now I mean you, crack
soul.
Now I mean you.
Crank that soul.
Now I mean you.
Crank that soul.
Now what?
Soldier boy, I've been it.
Oh.
Why me crank it? Why me roll?
Why me crank that soldier boy? That's Superman. That's
oh. Now I mean you.
Crank that soul.
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 Now what?
Soldier boy, been it.
Oh.
Why me lean that? Why me roll?
Superman.
Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Amilcar Chirinos. Leading off the top of the fourth inning for the Hillcats, the catcher, number 48, Robert Lopez.
Amilcar Chirinos back out for his fourth inning of work. He'll face the heart of the Lynchburg Hillcats order, Lopez, Collado, and Devers. The 2-0 lead. Fayetteville on top of the Hillcats. And Chirinos back to work with a breaking ball right down Hay Street. 0-1. He got Lopez swinging for his first strikeout of the game. Chirinos with three thus far. Sails a fastball up and outside. He'd love to get through his outing without giving up a run. He has not done that since June 14th when he went three scoreless innings. Start the ball game against the Columbia Fireflies. Fastball left outside by Lopez. Did not give up an earned run in his last outing. That was against Myrtle Beach, 4-2 loss. That ball game ended. That ball driven out towards right field, but jogging back to make the play is Cam Fisher in front of the warning track for the first out. Now, there have been a couple of those fly balls that have been struck pretty well by Lynchburg. Saw Jackson Lofton to open the ball game after run one down in front of the fence off the bat of Zarate. And that time Lopez, pretty good charge into it, but Fisher makes the over-the-shoulder catch. And Chirinos gets a bunt that's popped up left side. It lands fair and trickles foul. Mike Collado lands that one in the grass, but a little bit of side spin on it, and Chirinos wisely let it keep rolling until it ended up to the left of the chalk.
Yeah, that's three different Hillcats now who have tried to drop a bunt over towards that third base side with the Woodpeckers infield shifting. So the Hillcats and manager Jordan Smith seems to have confidence in all of his guys, even his cleanup hitter, to try and drop one down.
Collado 1-for-1 so far. He snuck one past the outstretched glove of Ryan Johnson into right center field back in the second inning. One. Fastball just outside. Collado, 20 years old, out of the Dominican Republic. His third season as a pro. Had hit an impressive 310 last year with the ACL Guardians, and now he smashes one up the middle. But well positioned is Bryce Matthews, the shortstop. Throws to first, and Chirinos has retired the first two batters, the 3-4 hitters of this Lynchburg lineup to begin the fourth. So Jose Devers trying to prevent Chirinos' second 1-2-3 inning and trying to get Lynchburg on the board. This offense that has been hitting at a torrent pace. So far cooled off by the arm of Chirinos. Breaking ball in the dirt. They ended up putting up 14 runs on the board on Sunday in a wild series finale against the Fredericksburg Nationals. Pitch sails up high. They got a real good taste of second overall pick, Dylan Cruz, out of LSU for Washington. And he has looked every bit the part of a second overall pick. 2-0 is a fastball, catches the inside corner. Had a five-hit game in that series. And is shaping up to be a real five-tool player. Reno's flirting with that 60-pitch mark. He's at 58. Winds and delivers the 2-1. Fouled back. Gets his sign in from Gilmet. And the 2-2. Slider down and outside. Devers lays off. Juan Benjamin waiting on deck, hoping to get a chance here in this fourth. Woodpeckers trying to take this series opener against the Hillcats. 3-2 is hit well out towards left center field, and it'll fall in front of Baez. A two-out single for the Lynchburg shortstop Devers.
I think he might have cracked the bat there, too, and took a little bit of the juice out of the baseball and led to the soft single out left.
They've been dropping like toothpicks so far, these bats in the series opener. Devers picking up his 86th hit of the year. And he can run. He's got 30 stolen bases, has only been caught five times. Big lead off of first, but Chirinos comes home and misses with a fastball on Juan Benjamin. Benjamin struck out swinging in the second inning. And we'll see if Devers tests the arm of Gilmet. Good fastball from Chirinos. Got some oohs and ahs from the crowd. Came in at just about 92 miles an hour. One ball, one strike. Some light stretching going on in the Fayetteville bullpen just in case. Chirinos with a breaking ball up. Be interesting to see if he does come out for a fifth inning. He's approaching that 70-pitch mark. If he does hit 70, far less likely for him to get into the fifth. 2-1, a half swing, and Benjamin unable to hold up. Seen all pitches work for Chirino so far. He's located that breaking ball well, but say about 70 to 75% of the pitches he has thrown so far tonight have been that four-seam fastball. Trying to overpower this Hillcats lineup. Runner on the move. 2-2. Misses outside. It's a pitch out. The throw down from Gilmet. And Devers is out by a mile. Tag placed by Matthews. Perfectly designed pitch out for Fayetteville. Chirinos and Gilmet on the same page. Chirinos fired up as he comes off the mound. And he faces the minimum in the fourth. Devers caught stealing to end the inning. We're on to the bottom of the fourth. 2-0 Fayetteville on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Contestants.
Hey, all right, I love to see when our food races. We've got what we got down here. We've got taco, we have ketchup, mustard, and a hot dog. So are you guys ready for this? You're going to run to me, all right? We're going to see who wins. Crowd, I need your participation. I need you to make some noise. Let's go. Ready? On your mark. Get set. Let's go. All right, I see you. Okay, hot dog. Okay, taco. Okay, somebody lost their shoes. Okay, taco. All right, way to go, taco. I think they're trying to tell us something. I think they want those tacos, and that's why Taco won. Way to go, guys.
He doesn't need his name up in lights. He just wants to be heard, whether it's the beat of the mic. He feels so unlike everybody else alone, in spite of the fact that some people still think that they know. But no, he knows the code. It's not about the salary. It's all about reality and making some noise, making a story, making sure his click stays up. That means when he puts it down, Tac's picking it up. Let's go.
Who the hell is he anyway? He never really talks much. Never concerned with status, but still even in starstruck. Humble through opportunities given despite the fact that many misjudge him because he makes a living from writing raps. Put it together himself, got a picture connects. Never asking for someone's help, but to get some respect. He's only focused on what he wrote. His will is beyond reach. And now it all unfolds, the skill of an artist. This is 20% skill.
Back on the mound for the Hillcats, Sable Prito.
Clear, cause Ryder was ill. Who would have thought?
thought he'd be the one to set the West in flames. And I heard him wreck it with the crystal method, name of the game. Came back.
Got me feeling brilliant. Ride with no ceiling.
Leading off the bottom of the fourth inning for the Woodpeckers, the center fielder, number 22, Jackson Lofton.
Faithful nine-hitter Jackson Lofton will lead it off in the fourth inning. Takes a high fastball from Abel Brito back on the mound. Colin Casey, Andrew Chapman, going to be back home at Segra Stadium after a week in Myrtle Beach. Woodpeckers playing their second-to-last home series of the 2023 season. Lofton, who's been there since opening day, takes one inside, 2-0. Reached on a walk his first time up. And now he hits one up the middle, charging the shortstop Devers. He's been busy so far. And he throws on to first to get Lofton on a 6-3 putout. Completes two times through the Woodpeckers' order. Now Bryce Matthews already in this fourth inning, batting for a third time. We saw a little bit of that in the later stages of the Myrtle Beach series, where Matthews was getting a ton of at-bats. I believe he went to the plate 6 or 7 times in that 15-run massacre, and he swings at the first pitch and hits Devers again. A little bit more time to throw this time, but Matthews does make it close at the bag. Another ground out, and Brito quickly threw the first two outs of this fourth. Certainly a bit of a redemption outing for Abel Brito after he was hit around hard by the Woodpeckers the last time he faced them, in just his second game with Lynchburg. Luis Baez takes a breaking ball up and outside. 9 earned runs on 7 hits. Walked 4, struck out 2. Did not give up any home runs, though, in that outing, and has only given up 1 since his call-up. Baez with a breaking ball that misses outside. 2-0 on the Fayetteville left fielder. Sitting 277. And he drives one through the lunge of Devers all the way towards the left center field gap. A wide turn by Baez, and he will retreat. That ball was smashed right out of the reach of Devers, who nearly made a play for all 3 outs. But two-out single for Baez gives the Fayetteville heart of the lineup a chance. Here comes Ryan Johnson.
And here comes Jordan Smith as well, Lynchburg manager. Looks like that'll be it for Brito with his pitch count right at 70. And the final pitch he throws tonight gets hit 105 by Luis Baez. Can't hit a single much harder than that.
Not the first time and not the last time that someone surrendered a 105-plus-mile-an-hour shot from Baez, but he will be responsible for Baez at first. Right over to the dugout. New arm coming in out of the bullpen. We'll tell you about him when we come back on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Fans, this Hillcats pitching change is brought to you by the North Carolina Education Lottery. Entering the game for the Hillcats, number 36, Ward Quellen Vasquez.
She had a shiny little Beamer with the ragtop down, sitting in the drive, but she
Luis Baez at first with two outs in the bottom of the fourth inning. 2-0 Fayetteville, and a new right-hander on the mound for the Lynchburg Hillcats. It is Ward Colleen Vasquez, the 22-year-old out of Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. Baez leads off a first, and Ryan Johnson, the batter, takes a called strike one from Vasquez, who is appearing in his 21st game with Lynchburg this season, 2-4 with a 4.40 earned run average over 47 innings. 49 strikeouts, just 23 walks. And Vasquez misses inside with a fastball. This is second year with Lynchburg. He went 1-1 with an 8.44 earned run average in just 5 1/3 innings last year as a 20-year-old in his fifth season within the Cleveland Guardians organization. Time called, and Johnson back into the box. He is 0-for-2 so far, reached on an error in the first and then lined out softly to short in the second. Both of those balls hit to Jose Devers, who has seen all three balls in play hit to him in this inning. 1-1 misses in tight on Johnson. Fayetteville out hitting the Hillcats 4-3 so far. A couple of errors for Lynchburg, one for the Woodpeckers. And the 2-1 is inside. 3-1 on Johnson. He'd love nothing more than to get a couple on base and set the table for Cam Fisher. Vasquez from the stretch. Looks over that left shoulder, now deals. And the foul tip catches the mask of Travis Brewer, who got knocked down and rises back to his feet quickly, which is a good sign. And he'll take a moment.
Yeah, just threw him back a little bit. It clipped right off the mitt of the catcher and then got him somewhere squarely on the left side of the mask.
And Jennifer Bardalis will go out and check on him, as is customary anytime an umpire takes a shot to the head like that. Seems to be moving around okay, though. And
that's actually Amanda Galone, also a part of our training staff.
Yep.
Amanda making her way out there this time.
It'll be a short talk there for Amanda, and she'll head on back to the dugout. It's good to see that Brewer's all right. So it's a full count now on Johnson. Two down. Luis Baez at first will get a bit of a head start. See where Vasquez goes here. Went fastball up and in last time on Johnson. It's been fastball heavy in this at-bat. 3-2 pitch is a fastball. Misses low. And Johnson works a walk. So after a pair of groundouts to begin the inning, Baez singles. Johnson draws a base on balls. And Fayetteville, just like they did in the second inning, putting together a bit of a two-out rally.
Yeah, there's been no 1-2-3 tonight. You know, you had the bases loaded in the first and weren't able to bring a run around, and then finally broke through with a couple in the second, but had your chances in the third again here in the fourth. Woodpeckers have the opportunities tonight to really distance themselves, just need a big hit.
It'll be Fisher trying to bring home that big hit. He backs off of a breaking pitch inside. Fisher, a single to right and a pop out to short thus far. He was a leadoff hitter on Sunday with Bryce Matthews getting the day off. Back in the middle of the order tonight. 94 mile an hour fastball from Vasquez, and he gets it past Fisher. Lynchburg just one game behind 500 on the year coming into tonight. This would be a big victory for them if they can come from behind and get it. Very late swing from Fisher, and he chops it foul to the left. Started that swing right as the ball crossed home plate. Hillcats 53-54, two games above 500 in the second half, however, 22-20, and five games back of the first place Carolina Mudcats. Vasquez with the 0-2, and Fisher chases after it A high fastball swings through it for strike three. So Vasquez does give a walk to Johnson, but then comes back with a strikeout on Fisher, and Fayetteville leaves two more on the bases, eight so far left on through four innings. It is 2-0 Woodpeckers as we're on to the fifth from Segra. Yes.
You won't get a shirt if you don't make some noise. Leading off the top of the fifth inning for the Hillcats, the third baseman, number one, Juan Benjamin.
To the fifth inning we go at Segra Stadium. The Fayetteville Woodpeckers lead the Lynchburg Hillcats 2-0. Emilcar Chirinos back on the mound, and Andrew Chapman back on the play-by-play.
All right, thank you, Colin. The first pitch low. The Woodpeckers bullpen was working during that last inning. Still some stirring out there, and a right-hander continues to warm. Chirinos throws, and the pitch fouled back into the screen. It is 1-1 on the lefty Juan Benjamin. Wilfredo Antonez and then Prez Cavanaugh, 6, 7, and 8 for Chirinos to work through here a second time, and he retired all three of those hitters first time up. Sails a fastball upstairs, and that was pitch number 69 of the night, and Chirinos will have maybe enough left on his limit to face Antonez, but kind of unlikely he'll make it out of this fifth without three very snappy outs. The 2-1 is on the high outside corner, and Benjamin didn't like that call. He hops out of the left side, quickly calls for time, but K-Zone had that pitch right at the top of the zone.
It was the way that Gilmet caught it, I think, that threw him off. He kind of come out of his crouch, but yeah, it did a crossover through the zone.
Infield pulled to the right, the 2-2 up high. And now it's a three-ball count, 3-2 on Benjamin. Chirinos has not given up a walk. He has struck out three and allowed just three singles, only three base runners. And now he picks up a fifth strikeout. Right down the chute to Juan Benjamin. And he gets him waving and missing, strikes him out for his second time.
He'll end up matching a career long at the single-A level, but he won't go further.
As mentioned, he was right up against that 75 mark. He'll be capped at 72 and ends his night on a high note. Ricky Rivera claps his hands as he approaches the mound. Chirino shakes the hands of each one of his infield teammates and strolls off the mound. We'll get a nice ovation from this Tuesday night crowd. Points to the sky, and really solid work for him. 4 1/3 of three hits, scoreless ball, and departs with the 2-0 lead. Fayetteville making a call to the bullpen. When we come back, it's the top of the fifth. They lead it 2-0. Shake it on, yeah, let's shake.
I said shake it, baby, shake it. I said shake it, baby, shake it. I said shake it, baby, shake it.
Fans, this Woodpeckers pitching change is brought to you by Black's Tires and Auto Service. Entering the game for the Woodpeckers, number 36, Dury Carrasco. Now batting for the Hillcats, the center fielder, number 4, Wilfredo Antunes.
The Woodpeckers make a pitching change. First pitch out of the hand of Dury Carrasco rolled sharply up the first base line. Caroms off of the sidewall, and Wilfredo Antunes hustles down to second base, attacking the first pitch for a one-out double. And greeting Dury Carrasco rudely to this ball game. When it's time for a call to the bullpen, it's time to go to Black's Tire and Auto as well. Wilfredo Antunes, 1-for-2. Press Kavanaugh will come up to bat. And Dury Carrasco will try and settle in here. First extra base hit for the Hillcats today. And Encarnacion was guarding that line. He went into a slide to try and pick the baseball, but it just got under his first baseman's mitt. So Antunes with a double. Here's Press Kavanaugh, the left-handed hitting DH, with one out in the top of the fifth. And a first pitch breaking ball cuts to the outside corner.
And you'll see all sorts of pitches from Dury Carrasco. I think officially he throws 5 different ones. That breaking ball, one of his better. He's also got the slider, the changeup, the fastball, among others.
Next pitch, there's strike 2. And he took an 85-mile-per-hour changeup right at the top of the zone. Carrasco, a 4-5 record entering tonight in 23 games, 2.23 ERA. Very successful transition from him as a middle infielder to a pitcher. There's a foul ball into the netting. And remains an 0-2 count on Kavanaugh. 36 and a third innings. He has just 13 walks over that stretch and 42 strikeouts, 15 runs, and 9 of them are earned. And he has limited the hits to just 26, a whip of a really solid 1.07. Kavanaugh lifts the hands out of the way, and a slider missed in on him. 1-2. Kavanaugh with a fly out to left representing the tying run. It's 2-0 Fayetteville, a couple of runs in the second. Carrasco to the belt, kicks, pitches. And a roller out towards first base. Encarnacion down to a knee, takes it to the bag himself, looks over to third, where Antunes makes it safe. A ground ball to advance the runner and bring up the 9-hitter Luis Durango in a big spot, trying to give Lynchburg their first run of the night with 2 outs. Durango did single his first time up. That was in the 3rd against Chirinos. And then he stole second. An errant throw from Gilmette got into center. He grabbed third. He's also shown some speed in the right field spot today defensively. First pitch slider folds in. It's a strike. 0-1.
It's crazy to think that Dory's got such a deep arsenal for a guy who's only been pitching professionally for less than a year.
Trend creeping by beyond the right field wall. Here's a swing and a roller up the first base side again. Encarnacion fields right on top of first. Stomps on the bag with his right foot. Inning over. Well, Encarnacion certainly busy over there. Once Carrasco took over, he gets the final 2 outs, and Fayetteville's preserved the shutout through 5. It's 2-0 and halfway through it on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Oh, let's send it over to T. Bright.
Hey, here we go. I've got Marcos here. All right, he's going to help me out with above or below. We're going to look at these items. You're going to tell us whether the price is higher or lower than what it's saying on the screen, all right? And you guys can help him out, okay? Are we ready? Let's do it. Okay, I guess they're showing puppies. Yeah, let's go with that. $30 below stuffed animals. What do you think? Is that below 30 or above? Quick. All right, he's going to say above. Is he right? Those little stuffed animals above, they're below 30. I hope so. Below $30. Okay, what's the next one? It's okay, Marcos. We'll get it. This T-shirt, the veil. Is that the T-shirt, guys? Yeah, $20. Is that above or below?
Above.
He's saying that is above. All right, you got one, Marcos. Way to go. Okay, last one. Here we go. This nice hat here for $35. Is that above or below? What do you guys think?
Below, below.
He's going with below. Is he right? Yes! 2 for 3, Marcos. Not bad. Let's give it up for Marcos, everybody. Way to go.
Leading off the bottom of the fifth inning for the Woodpeckers, the designated hitter, number 13, Tyler Whitaker.
Bottom five, and Fayetteville holding a 2-0 lead in the series opener over the Hillcats. Right-hander Juan Kellen Vasquez delivers a first pitch strike to Tyler Whitaker, and it's 0-1. Whitaker, Gilmet, and Williams, the 5, 6, and 7, will bat in the inning. And here comes the wind and the 0-1. Whitaker pops it up over to first base side foul territory. Collado drifts over onto the dirt, and he overran it. It lands closer to fair territory, and he might have lost it in the light for a moment. He was almost all the way to the railing near that first base camera well, and the ball ended up landing behind him. So Whitaker catches a break. He was already starting to walk back to the dugout, but will re-secure the batting gloves and stand in an 0-2 count. Where Kellen Vasquez got the final two outs of the fourth behind the starter Abel Brito. And now he strikes out Whitaker on a high fastball at 92 miles an hour.
That's a great location on that fastball, up and away. We've seen so far both him and Brito have challenged these Woodpeckers hitters with high fastballs, and so far, with the exception of Bryce Matthews, they haven't really been able to catch up to him.
Now it's Garrett Gilmet, and a first pitch curve misses low and in. 1-0 on Gilmet, who's fouled out to the catcher and also been grazed with a pitch. Base is clear, one gone, the 1-0 pitch, and he fouls it straight backwards. Got to talk to Garrett briefly out in Myrtle Beach, and after he hit his home run and said, hey, glad you finally got one that you should have too. That first one was taken from you. He just said, yeah, what is up with that? Here comes the 1-ball, 1-strike pitch. Fastball up and outside, and I said, well, welcome to Segra Stadium, where the walls are just short enough for an outfielder to make a big-time play. 1-ball, 1-strike, 1-out. And here comes the pitch home. A fastball that missed up high. I feel like every ballpark should have a section of fencing that is robbable for outfielders.
Yeah.
I don't like the stadiums that have 30-foot walls foul pole to foul pole. That's kind of how it is in Lynchburg. Here's the 3-1. And Gilmet rockets one deep right center field. Durango on the sprint backwards and all the way to the track makes the grab. And Gilmet falls just short of the 357-foot marker. And it's out number two.
It's shown some really good opposite field power, though, here at Segra Stadium. Hasn't quite hit one out in the ballpark just yet, but you have to imagine it's coming. The ball just jumps off his bat. And I would say that Vasquez is very lucky to get away with a fastball center cut to a guy that possesses as much power as Garrett Gilmet has.
Here's Jaron Williams taking ball one, slider outside, and he hustled out an infield single his last time up. A soft roller towards Devers at short, and with a big lunge, Williams was able to earn himself a single. He's also walked 1-0. He attacked the high fastball, pops it up right side of the infield. Collado shuffles back, and before the outfield grass, he makes the catch Jared Williams pops out, and it's a 1-2-3 inning for one Kellen Vasquez from the Lynchburg bullpen. Through five innings tonight in downtown Fayetteville, it's the Woodpeckers 2 and the Hillcats 1. You're tuned in to Woodpeckers Baseball, live on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
This Woodpeckers pitching change is brought to you by Black's Tire and Auto Service. Entering the game for the Woodpeckers, number 17, Carlos Espinosa.
Carlos Espinosa takes over out of the Woodpeckers bullpen to open the top of the sixth. Jerry Carrasco got the final couple of outs in the fifth, and now Espinosa will serve a longer relief role. Leadoff hitter Angel Zarate tried to drop a bunt down, and it's foul along the third base side. Lynchburg's tried multiple times in this game to get a bunt down against the shifted infield to no avail. Espinosa winding pitching. And that ball is dropped down, third base side of the mound. Espinosa over, bare hands, throws a firm one over to first and just in time to retire Angel Zarate. How fast was that ball moving from the right hand of Espinosa all the way to first? He throws about 94, 95, his normal pitch velo coming off the mound. And he might have even closer to triple digits there. That thing really seared over there.
Yeah, he's one of the few guys that can get that throw there in time, but to throw it with accuracy is really the more impressive part of that.
Angel Hinau is the new hitter, and the first pitch shorts the plate. So the bunt does not work out, turns into a 1-3, and Espinosa scores off against Hinau, who's gone 0-2 with a foul out to third and also a strikeout against Chirinos. One ball and no strikes with one out. And here comes a hesitation in the windup. The pitch down low in the dirt, and get a piece of the umpire again. Travis Brewer's been taking a beating behind the plate tonight. Espinosa, the third pitcher into the game. When it's time for a change, it's time to go to Black's Tire and Auto. Shortstop Matthews is towards the middle. Williams off the line at third, and here comes the 2-0 out of the wind. Good slider. Placed on the outside part of the strike zone, 2-0.
And Espinosa's got some really good breaking stuff. I know the eye-popping pitch for him is the four-seam fastball, but he can really slow it down. That breaking ball came at 78. I'm talking about a 16, 17-mile-an-hour difference from his fastball.
And 2-1 on the count, pardon me. Here comes that 2-1 pitch. And right back to the breaking ball, and that was pretty perfectly placed right at the knees and pretty centered up. And now got a generous call, a ball. So it's 3-1. And now the 3-1 pitch. Up and outside. Ball four. And now draws a one-out walk. And that is the first walk given up by Fayetteville pitching tonight. A lot of accuracy from the hill. Chirinos went 4 1/3 without a walk. Dury Carrasco got two quick outs after a double in the fifth. And now here's Robert Lopez. Lopez with a strikeout and a flyout to right field. Matthews will stay shifted towards the middle, and Williams will pull even further over towards second base. And the first pitch rides up and in on Lopez, 1-0.
And Espinosa kind of looking for some redemption against the Hillcats. You remember he had a bit of a rough outing in that 11-7 victory for Fayetteville in the Saturday game on the road.
Short of the plate with a slider, Guilmette blocks it out in front, gets a throw up to second, but Hanau slides in under the tag. So he gets in there. Angel Hanau will not get a stolen base. He ran once the ball hit the dirt and bounced in front of Guilmette. It'll be a wild pitch that puts him into scoring position. Hillcats have had runners on in each of the last five innings. The only 1-2-3 inning was in the first. They've had their opportunities to crack the scoreboard, but no runs on four hits. Lopez in a 2-0 count, and Espinosa will step off. Carlos Espinosa, 2-3 record with a 4.85 ERA in 7 games, 4 starts this year. He's gone 26 innings and struck out 27, so about a strikeout per, 11 walks, 14 earned runs. And the home run ball has been an issue for him. He's given up 6 homers. Over those 26 innings. And you mentioned the game in Lynchburg. Colin gave up 8 hits over 2 2/3 in that game. That was in relief. And did surrender 1 home run to the Hillcats lineup. 2 balls and no strikes on Lopez. Pitch way out in front again. And that's another slider that didn't make it 60 feet for Espinosa. Generally, that comes down to release point more than a grip issue when you see a guy really spike it like that. Sometimes when the grip doesn't work, you tend to see the ball sail a little bit more. And calling for time, Robert Lopez in a 3-0 count. He'll take a moment to reset. Woodpeckers have led since the bottom of the second inning. There are only 2 runs coming home in that second. 4 hits per side at this stage. As Espinosa pitches, and his 3-0 misses low. He went to the fastball and missed again. A 4-pitch walk to Robert Lopez. 2-1 with 2 walks, 1 away. And getting into the heart of the order, Maya Collado now, the cleanup hitter.
And it's part of the order that gave a little bit of trouble to Milcar Chirinos. They got 2 of their 3 hits off of Chirinos, the 4 and 5 hitters of Collado and Devers. So you're Espinosa, you got to be able to find the plate here and try to stop short in those throws.
First pitch, and he swings at a fastball, fouls it straight back and over the screen. And the count 0-1 to begin Collado. You know, looking at game trends this year, the sixth inning has generally been one that favors Fayetteville. They're outscoring opponents by 14, a plus 14 run differential in the sixth innings of games. So Espinosa trying to keep that run differential in favor of Fayetteville and get a couple of outs here and get out of the jam. He spins a good slider over the swing of Collado. Nothing in two. Collado with the single and the roll out to short. Would love something on the ground here. Third baseman Williams back to his normal position. Has to be ready in case they try and send Hanau over to third. First time tonight that Lynchburg has had multiple runners on, the 0-2. And a swing and a miss, a good breaking ball again. Wipes out Maya Collado and picks up Espinosa, a big second out. Made an adjustment in that at bat after a couple of shorted breaking balls to Lopez.
Yeah, I thought we might see Zach Wilkins, the pitching coach, head out there and talk with Espinosa, but they let him figure it out, and boy did he ever. Really sharp breaking slider. I think Coyotto thought it was the fastball outside corner, and it dipped right back over the plate, and he could not make contact.
Here's Jose Devers with two outs, two on, swings and hits a sharp grounder to short. Matthews has it, underhands to second base where Johnson receives, inning over. A strikeout and a quick fielder's choice. Gets Espinoza around a couple of walks, and he strands two. Scoreless through six for Lynchburg. Fayetteville on top 2-0 when we return.
Fans, at this time, we'd like to recognize tonight's Methodist University hometown hero, Specialist Ashawnee Pickney. Specialist Pickney was born on the 24th of December, 1997, in Charleston, South Carolina. She enlisted in the United States Army in July of 2021 as a 92F Petroleum Supply Specialist. Specialist Pickney was assigned to her first duty station at Fort Liberty, North Carolina, where she currently serves as the Distribution Platoon Fuel Non-Commissioned Officer in charge. Fans, let's hear it for Specialist Ashawnee Pickney. Thank you for your service. Back on the mound for the Hillcats, Warquellen Vasquez. Leading off the bottom of the sixth inning for the Woodpeckers, the first baseman, number 23, Luis Encarnacion.
2-0 Woodpeckers in the bottom of the sixth. Warquellen Vasquez is back on the mound to face Luis Encarnacion and misses outside with a fastball, 1-0. No runs, four hits, two errors for the Hillcats. Two runs on four hits and an error for Fayetteville. They scored both runs at the bottom of the second on a Matthews double and a wild pitch, the 1-0. Encarnacion centers up a fastball. Deep center field it goes. Antonez to the warning track, but stops and makes the grab. And Encarnacion has had a couple of deep flyouts today. Now 0-for-3, two to the right field and one to center. And a slight launch angle adjustment might do him some favors tonight as he's hit the ball well.
We've seen the Woodpeckers as a whole drive some balls out to the deep parts of the outfield. Of course, Bryce Matthews, the one who put one off the fence, ended up driving in one of the two runs. But I'm loving the at-bats that we've seen from Fayetteville to open up this series.
Here's Jackson Lofton at the bottom of the order. Was hit by a pitch and scored a run in that second inning. And ducks out of the way of a first-pitch slider. 1-0 on Lofton, then he grounded out to shortstop in the fourth inning. Here's the 1-0 from Vasquez. Foul tips, and Lopez hangs on to it. One ball and one strike. This series carries on through Sunday, 7:05 Tuesday through Friday, 5:05 Saturday, and a 2:05 series conclusion on Sunday. The 1-1, and there's a strike. Fastball right on the outside border. And Lofton will call for time and take a moment. One ball and two strikes on Lofton's. Game 7 of 12 in the head-to-head season series with the Hillcats. 25 pitches now for Vasquez as he peers over that tan-colored mitt, gets the sign from Lopez, winds, and throws. And Lofton flicks a soft fly ball out into right. That's dropping down in front of Durango, and he will play it on one hop. Lofton comes away with a single. Just served along that right field line. Fifth hit.
Yeah, Lofton's done his job as the nine hitter and almost serves as a second leadoff hitter for Bryce Matthews, who's got the power to make something happen. And we'll see if Lofton tries to go for a second steal of the night and get into scoring position again for Matthews.
Once again, the Woodpeckers with a runner on. Lofton stole base number 47 earlier, and he's off. First pitch, fastball, a throw from the knee. It is not in time. Out in front of the bag, and Lofton picks up number 48. Didn't even buckle the Velcro yet on the hand. He was holding his sliding mitt in his right hand, and he took off. See him do that a lot.
And I'd argue that he didn't even get that great of a jump, but just too much speed going from first to second.
So now a chance to bring in a run if Matthews can find the grass once again. Doubled in Jackson Lofton with one off the left center field wall in the second. The pitch, and he's just late on a down and in fastball at 94. The Woodpeckers have two stolen bases now as a team, both by Lofton. They've taken the lead in the hit column, 5-4. A slider moves down and outside, and it's a ball on Matthews. Drove in his sixth RBI with the double in that second. Hit the home run in Myrtle Beach and has three doubles now on his season. 0-1, here it is. Or excuse me, a 1-1, and it misses outside. Be a two-ball, one-strike count on Matthew. You know, I'm not sure what they called that first pitch in the at-bat, so it's either 2-2 and 3-1.
I think it is 2-2. I believe okay. It was a called strike.
So a called strike. Should be, 2-2 now. As the catcher, Lopez, goes out there to have a chat with Vasquez and discuss how they want to go about this one with Matthews. First place Charleston River Dogs in the South Division look like they're going to lose tonight, barring a bottom of the ninth comeback at home. 3-0 down East leads the first half champs in the North Division. And the Charleston River Dogs getting ready to come to the plate, their final at-bats in the home ninth. So they do clarify, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Lofton at second, a 2-0 Fayetteville lead with one out in the bottom of the sixth. And here's the pitch to Bryce. Swings and foul tipped it, or did he? He did not. It gets through Lopez, and Matthews will hustle up the first baseline. Didn't get any of that fastball on its way by. Lofton advances to third, and a drop third strike, a pass ball, will put runners at the corners. Fayetteville catches a break. Instead of two outs, it's two on. And there's one away for Luis Baez.
Yeah, that's a great wherewithal, too, for Matthews, recognizing that ball went all the way to the backstop. And I think just now Lynchburg realizing that that ball was not ruled as a foul tip by home plate umpire Travis Brewer. And just like that, Jordan Smith wants to go out there and get some clarification from the home plate umpire.
Yeah, you heard it flick something in the microphone on the way by, but I think what we heard was just the glove of Lopez just clipped the webbing. And after a short argument, the Lynchburg manager, Jordan Smith, heads back to the dugout. So runners on the corners for Baez. And the first pitch from Vasquez home. It's inside to Luis, 1-0. Squared up a 105-mile-per-hour exit below single in the fourth inning. A roller out into left center field. And if it had a little bit of air under it, it would have been a home run over the rocking porch, maybe. 1-0, first a spin and a throw over to first base. A tag slapped on Matthews, but not in time. With one out here, Ricky Rivera may try and get creative with his runners. He got all the speed over there at first with Matthews. Lofton, if he sees a throw down to second, he'll probably break. I'd be surprised if they try and execute that double steal. 1-0 on Baez as Vasquez sets just above the belt, pitches, and it's down and in. And he didn't have any sort of a leg kick there. He just slid down the mound. A short little step to mess up the time into the runner. And in a spot like this, you want to get that ball to the catcher as quick as you can. Baez outside of his single, a strikeout and a ground out. 1-for-3 day. Homered last week on the road in Myrtle Beach, a spin and a throw over to first base, and that's the second.
Sorry, what was that?
All right, that's the...
Knew that was coming.
That's the second disengagement for Vasquez in this at-bat, and now the runners know he has to throw. 2-0. Here's the pitch to Baez. Inside again. Up near the letters at 91. Three balls and no strikes, in danger of loading up the bases. And it's Ryan Johnson, heart of that order, standing on deck. And now some signs. Lopez, the catcher, steps out in front of the plate and gives some hand motions to the middle infield.
If there's anyone in this lineup that can get a green light in this situation, it's Luis Baez.
Yeah, looking for something center cut here. And you hunt fastball in this spot. 3-0. Here's the kick, the pitch. It is high. Ball four. A four-pitch walk to Baez. Nothing close. They pitch around Baez, and Brian Johnson with one out hits with the bases loaded. Second time tonight that Fayetteville has loaded up the bags. Last time around, they weren't able to get anything. They left him stranded. But here in the sixth, they'll have a couple of opportunities. Johnson, Cam Fisher on deck to really start to distance themselves in this 2-0 game.
The only thing you want to avoid here, if you're Johnson, something hit hard on the ground, that could be two.
First pitch home, outside.
Although if I'm him, I don't know if I'm swinging until I get a strike.
Yeah, at this point, Vasquez has thrown five straight balls. And Johnson waiting for the perfect one. And mid at bat here, we're going to see the pitching coach, Tony Arnold, go out there. Second time we've seen Tony Arnold, who's a veteran of the game, worked in the Arizona Complex League last year as a graduate of the University of Texas at Austin, and was drafted by the Baltimore Orioles in 1981. Spent some time in the Dodgers minor league system as well, and he's coached in every level of minor league baseball and had prior stops in Lynchburg. He was the pitching coach in 15, 18, and 2021, so this is his fourth stint with the Hillcats and a longtime member of the former Indians, now Guardians organization. So Arnold back to the bench and Ryan Johnson up to the plate in a 1-0 count. Five straight balls from Vasquez as he tries to find the control. First baseman Collado plays shallow on the grass. Everybody else back. The 1-0 drifts inside. Missed with a changeup. 2-0 on Johnson. The Woodpeckers have gone 1-for-7 with runners in scoring position. They've already left eight runners on, but a chance to put all that behind them here. The 2-0 pitch. Johnson checks, and that's called a strike anyways in the low outside corner. And with a 91-mile-per-hour fastball. Vasquez was throwing a little harder when he first got into the game. He scaled it back a little bit, and I wonder if that's to try and control his accuracy. The 2-1. A tapper over to third, but foul. And it's scooped up by Ricky Rivera. You know, the average and the hits with runners in scoring position, it was one of the things that really sold the Woodpeckers short last week in Myrtle Beach. New series here at home, trying to change the trend. 40th pitch of the day for Vasquez. His 2-2 is popped up behind home, and Lopez gives it a look. It'll land on the roof. Foul ball keeps it at 2-2 on Ryan Johnson. Most home runs out of all the 2023 draft picks so far. Three big flies, three doubles, and 11 total hits, batting 229, but driving in runs, 10 RBIs. Big RBI chance here as another 2-2 comes home out of the wind. And it drops in, strike three called. He took a bottom of the zone slider. Pretty hittable pitch over the middle of the plate. And might have been looking something else. So Johnson strikes out, and it comes down to Cam Fisher here to try and do some damage.
Yeah, maybe expecting that high fastball that the Woodpeckers have seen all game long. Instead, he drops a breaking ball in there. Good job mixing up the pitches.
Fifth strikeout for Lynchburg pitching, fourth from Vasquez. And the first pitch to Cam Fisher right on the outside part of the zone, an 85-mile-per-hour changeup, and it's 0-1. Fisher with a single, a pop out, and a strikeout. Up for a fourth time, he's 1-for-3. And on the 0-1, he takes a little high. That was the fastball from Vasquez. And boy, what kind of a momentum turner would it be for Vasquez and Lynchburg dugout if they could get out of this inning unscathed? 2-0 the score. Fayetteville trying to break it open. And a tapper foul gets Vasquez a strike away. He went with a low slider, and Fisher bounced it behind him.
Starting to mix that breaking ball in more and more, and he's actually locating it better than he has been his fastball in the inning.
Yeah, yeah, he's actually, you're right, had a lot more success with slider changeup to get outs here. So Fisher in a 1-2 count. Vasquez a strike away. Here he comes out of the windup and misses up high, and it clipped Fisher. It got him in the helmet on the way by. Up near the bill of the cap, Ricky Rivera quick down the line to check up on Cam. Jennifer Bardalis out of the dugout as well. Good news, Fisher up to his feet, walking slowly up that first base line, and Jackson Lofton has come in to score. A scary hit-by-pitch situation, but it brings home the third Fayetteville run of the night. Now a 3-0 lead in the bottom of the sixth.
And just simply a getaway fastball. And again, a little surprised that Vasquez went back to it with the control issues that he's had with the heater. And that was those control issues rearing its ugly head, came all the way up and in. Seemed to be a glancing blow on Fisher's bill, which is probably best case scenario whenever you get a fastball up high like that. And good news, of course, for Fayetteville is he's all right. And also good news, they end up getting a run out of this inning. They'd hopefully like to get some more with now another big power bat in their lineup coming up with the bases loaded and two down.
Yeah, so Cam Fisher earns his fourth RBI in single A with that hit by pitch. He was down to the ground and a little disoriented for a moment, but I think just a little shocked that he almost got hit squarely in the head. So here's Whitaker, bases loaded. Takes the first pitch down to the dirt, a slider, and it is 1-0.
That ball trickled through the legs of Robert Lopez. It's not going to take much to prompt Bryce Matthews from trying to score from third base, so he's got to be on high alert.
Whitaker walked in the first, grounded out to second base in the third, struck out in the fifth. He's 0 for 2 with a big chance here. 3-0 now the lead. And the 1-0 inside on him. And another fastball that's just off target right now for Vasquez. That Lynchburg bullpen is active. A right-hander is thrown out there. And after a meeting on the mound earlier, this might be the last chance for Vasquez to exit the inning. Here comes his 2-0 pitch, and Whitaker fouls it back. You know, he squared up quite a few balls in Myrtle Beach, and some of them found outfielders on line drives. Finally, on Sunday, he hit his maybe hardest ball of the entire series. He hit it over the center fielder. It feels like Whitaker's been in a spot right now where he either needs to serve it softly into the outfield or put it over everybody. Either one or the other. The 2-1 coming home. And Whitaker shoots it hard on the ground over to first. Collado has it. He'll run over to the bag, stomp on first, and the inning comes to a close. The Woodpeckers get one after they load the bases, but they do leave them loaded. The hit-by-pitch of Cam Fisher makes it a 3-0 game after six when we come back.
The Bobcat of Fayetteville off Highway 24 in East Fayetteville. Hey fans, it's time to play Finish That Lyric. Let's send it over to T. Bright with our contestant.
All right, I'm excited about this, Jalen. Hey, Jalen.
How you doing?
I am good. Okay, so it's 2000s edition of Finish the Lyrics, and then your friends out here, they're going to help you out, all right? Okay, I know, right? So we're going to play the tune, right? And we're going to put the lyrics on the board. Here we go. Okay, are we guessing a song? Oh, okay, shake it. Okay, what are we shaking it like?
A salt shaker, I'm guessing.
Not a salt shaker, that's not even a choice. Okay, Polaroid picture? Let's go with that.
B.
I think it's a Polaroid picture.
Yeah, let's go with B. All right, there we go. All right, here's the next one. Here we go. All right, what's that? Everything you own in a what?
It's in the box to the left.
That's right, in the box to the left. Yes, indeed.
It's over here.
Over there. All right, we got one more? Okay, here we go. So you'll be the prince and I'll be the princess. It's a love story, Taylor Swift. What you going with?
I'm going to go with Baby Just Say Yes.
All right, C. Yeah.
Top of the seventh inning at Segra Stadium. The Woodpeckers add a run on a bases loaded hit by pitch. Carlos Espinosa back to the hill to face Juan Benjamin. And let's send it back over to Colin for the play-by-play.
All right, thank you very much, Chappie. So far, six scoreless innings on the mound for Fayetteville across three different pitchers. Espinosa misses upstairs with a fastball, 1-0 on Benjamin. Chirinos, the starter, Amilcar Chirinos, goes 4 1/3 innings scoreless. Dury Carrasco cleans up the fifth inning, gives up one hit, but then back-to-back outs to go 2/3 of a scoreless inning. And since then, it's been Espinosa so far through one scoreless. Ran into a little bit of trouble in the sixth inning, but pitched around a couple of walks and got some big timeouts against the 4 and 5 hitters of the Hillcats lineup. Two balls, no strikes. Espinosa gives up a ground ball towards the right side past the lunge of Encarnacion and past Johnson for a leadoff single. Juan Benjamin shakes off a couple of early strikeouts, and that base hit has Lynchburg in business in the seventh. Rolled that one over, a low fastball, and placed it perfectly between the two infielders on the right side. Now Fayetteville moves to double play depth. Wilfredo Antunez. The lefty awaits the first pitch. It's a breaking ball down in the dirt. Gets past Guillemet. Plays it off the rebound. Might have had a play at second base, but opts to eat it. And Benjamin, who got a late break at first, moves into second base.
Yeah, Matthews was in the area, but not right on top of the second base bag, ready to receive a throw. You just never know how that ball is going to bounce back your way sometimes, but Guillemet was ready for it.
So that opening run for the Hillcats in scoring position once again. They've had it a couple of times, but just have not been able to get on the board. Backdoor breaking ball and a good one from Espinosa. Evens the count on Antunez. Shortstop Matthews holding Benjamin on. Ground ball hit to first on the 1-1, and Encarnacion will take it himself like he has a couple of times over the last few innings. Gets the first out, up to third goes Juan Benjamin, and now the DH, Press Kavanaugh, will look to bring home that opening run for Lynchburg. Fans, if you want to weigh in on the broadcast, ask any questions, leave any comments, that text line is 910-912-5252. We'll have Chappie get to some of your remarks in the eighth inning. Kavanaugh swings at the first pitch and laces it into left field, and that will bring home the opening run for the Lynchburg Hillcats. Benjamin scores from third. Press Kavanaugh with an RBI single. It is 3-1 Fayetteville now.
A well-struck ball on a pretty well-placed fastball, 92, right at the top of the zone. You really have to be looking for it to get a hold of a pitch like that. And he drives it the opposite way, and the Hillcats use that kind of dink and dunk, that singles approach to get on the board.
Spike breaking ball from Espinosa gets through Guillemet, and once again a runner in scoring position as Kavanaugh moves up on another wild pitch from Carlos Espinosa, already his third of the outing.
Yeah, it only takes one inning, you know, a couple of singles and a couple of mistakes or wild pitches to turn a game around. And it's good you got that third insurance run in the sixth, but I want to try and get these outs efficiently.
1-0 on Luis Durango, who is 1-for-2 so far, and Espinosa really struggling with his command in this seventh. Sails a fastball up and out. Kavanaugh, the North Carolina native, drives in the opening run and represents a big run at second base now. Fastball up and outside, and Espinosa in danger of putting the tying run aboard. The top of the order coming up. Angel Zarate is on deck. The 3-0. A get-me-over fastball, and Espinosa back into the at-bat, 3-1. Houston Astros currently in action down in Miami, taking on the Miami Marlins. That game, 6-5 Astros, bottom of the ninth inning, one out, tying run at second base for the Marlins. 3-1, a jam shot just clears the netting and lands in the seats down the left field line. Ryan Pressly trying to nail down the save for Houston, who is trying to even the series with the Marlins. A couple of former Buies Creek Astros squaring off in that series. Outfielder Jake Myers, as well as outfielder Brian De La Cruz, both of which were on that Buies Creek Astros roster 5 years ago today. 3-2 pitch, Espinosa misses downstairs. That'll be ball four. And so three of the four first batters to face Espinosa in this inning have reached. Kavanaugh still at second, now Luis Durango at first. The go-ahead run comes up in the form of Angel Zarate.
You got to be confident to throw that slider in a three-ball count. And, you know, with his velo, it seems like you may want to go fastball there, but kind of a risky pitch to throw, and it cost him.
First pitch to Zarate. Outside corner, well-located fastball. Zarate so far 0-for-3, a flyout and a couple of groundouts both to the pitcher. Tried to reach on a bunt single his last time. See if Lynchburg goes small ball again, but Zarate will take strike two. Right-hander Casey Ford starting to throw in the Woodpeckers bullpen. Espinosa's pitch count, one shy of 30. He looks over at second. Kavanaugh a decent lead. The 0-2 is struck pretty well down the left field line, but it slices foul towards the concourse. Winner of this game will take a lead in the season series after the split last month in Lynchburg. Espinosa with another 0-2. And fouled off yet again. This game getting underway about 10 minutes tardy. Some rain that moved through the area. Pretty heavy rain in the 5 o'clock hour. Good job by the grounds crew to get us dry and get us ready for baseball. A shot towards first. Encarnacion with a backhand. And he wins the foot race with Zarate to first for the second out. Well, Chappie, I talked to you about it off air before the broadcast, but Luis Encarnacion has gone 22 straight games without an error, and despite the injury that left him out of the lineup, he has not missed a beat since going back in and playing that first base position.
He's had a really busy day over there, and in the fifth inning he had to field a couple of balls, and now here in the seventh, that was a tricky one that almost ate him up. He goes down like a catcher, though, gets level with that baseball and makes a big backhanded pick.
Wild first swing from Angel Hanau, and he comes up empty.
I'll just add that it makes Ricky Rivera's life a lot easier filling that first base role, because he was kind of a rotating job between Ferreras and even Dari Lorenzo making a start over there.
Foul tipped straight back, and Ricardo Below, another guy who's seen time at first base, but Encarnacion's defense starting to become a very valuable asset to this team. Of course, he plays that catcher's position and is really improved since April from behind the plate. He's thrown out a lot more runners, and his blocking has improved tenfold. Espinosa trying to get out of the inning with just the one run allowed. The 0-2 pitch chopped over to third, backing up Williams. He'll throw to first to Encarnacion and end the inning. So Lynchburg had the tying run in scoring position. They end up leaving two in scoring position, and Carlos Espinosa, with another impressive disappearing act, only gives up one in the seventh. We're on to the stretch. Fayetteville 3 and the Hillcats 1 on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Alcohol. All right, fans, it's time for the seventh inning stretch. Get on your feet and help us sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Come on, stretch those legs. Take. Sing a little louder. I so it's root peckers. Sing it loud. At the old. Atta boy, peckers, atta boy.
reaching out, touching me, touching you. Good times never seem so good. I've been inclined to believe there never was, but now I look at the night and it don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulder.
Leading off the bottom of the seventh inning for the Woodpeckers, the catcher, number 46, Garrett Gilmet.
Garrett Gilmet leads it off in the bottom of the seventh inning. The Woodpeckers holding on to a two-run lead, 3-1 the score in this series opener. Gilmet fouls off the first pitch to the right, and it's still Ward Colleen Vasquez in the ball game after coming in the fourth inning for the Hillcats. He has gone 2 1/3, allowing just the one run thus far. His one-strike pitch is chopped up the middle. Jose Devers charging, and he throws out Gilmet, one away. Another 6-3 putout. There's been a lot of them written on the Fayetteville side. Devers playing a very strong shortstop position in tonight's ball game. So Jaron Williams has reached base twice. Bats for the fourth time with one away. Williams a walk and a run scored, a single, and he's also popped out. Takes strike one on the outside half. Really cool story coming out of the AAA affiliate of the Houston Astros. Michael Brantley beginning a rehab assignment out in Texas today. As they play the Round Rock Express, fouled straight back, and it's 0-2 on Williams. Michael Brantley is homered in his first game on his rehab assignment. So, guy who's been battling all sorts of injuries over the last couple of seasons, and maybe he'll just find his way back on the Astros before the postseason rolls around. Curveball misses outside for a ball. By the way, quick note on the Astros, they did end up taking that ball game down in Miami, 6-5 the final. Huge win to even up the series for Houston. It was an exciting ball game too, back and forth action. 1-2, and Williams goes down looking. Good breaking ball on the outside corner, and he shakes his head and heads back to the dugout. That is the fourth strikeout so far for Vasquez in relief. Now at Luis Encarnacion, who is 0-3 with three flyouts. He'll try to hit one over everybody this time. 55 pitches so far for Vasquez out of the bullpen, and he drops in a very slow breaking ball. It's 0-1. Another breaking ball, and Anka swings away, and foul tips it right at the plate. Lynchburg will have their 2, 3, and 4 hitters due up next inning to face Espinosa. And now Lopez and Coyado, all guys who have reached base in this ballgame. Vasquez is 0-2. It is a fastball that tails outside. Encarnacion, 7 home runs on the season. Spent a little bit of time, though, since his last. You go all the way back to July 26th in this ballpark against the Down East Wood Ducks. He's got a hitter's count now, though, 2-2. Jackson Lofton, the 9 hitter, hoping to get a chance on deck. Quick pause as home plate umpire Travis Brewer dusting off the plate. Now Vasquez ready to deliver his 60th pitch of the outing. Here it is. A check swing. Encarnacion went around for strike 3. Stopped in the dirt by Lopez. He throws it up the line. And that completes a 1-2-3 seventh inning for Vasquez. He'll try to get the Lynchburg Hillcats offense going off of that prompt bottom of the seventh. We're on to the eighth. Fayetteville still clinging to a 3-1 lead. We'll be right back.
Dog Dugout Sweepstakes. Right now, scan the QR code to enter. Nationwide is the official pet insurance of Minor League Baseball, which offers industry-leading pet insurance for dogs and other pets as well. Nationwide is on your side.
On the mound for the Woodpeckers, Carlos Espinosa. Leading off the top of the...
Carlos Espinosa and the Fayetteville Woodpeckers six outs away from securing a series opening victory over the Lynchburg Hillcats. Stepping into the box, Angel Hanauen stepping back into the play-by-play. The voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
All right, thank you, Colin. The first pitch fouled back, and it is a nothing in one count. Robert Lopez tonight has struck out, also flied out and walked. And here comes the pitch to him. Swings, line drive, left side, and that will drop out in front of Baez. And Lopez comes up with a leadoff single to get the inning started. Hillcats have the go-ahead or tying run on base. Go-ahead run at the plate in the seventh. And we're unable to bring them around, but on the board. Shutout bid lasted 6 2/3, and now again they'll bring the tying run to the plate in Mayor Collado. First pitch is popped up and out of play. Collado with a single, a ground out, and a strikeout in the cleanup role. Lynchburg with five total hits on the day, four singles and a double. The 0-1. He flips it out into left. Baez sprinting towards the line and cuts it down. Makes the catch. Lopez caught off the bag, hustles back into first. Looked like a while there that ball was going to drop, but Luis Baez showing good closing speed and picking up a big first out for Espinosa.
I saw a report on Baez as far as the review that he doesn't really run that well. He had me fooled right there with how quickly he ran to that ball, slicing away from him. Thought for a minute he might try to throw back to first to get Lopez, but this stage he'll just take the one out.
Maybe he read the same report, Colin, and he said, well, that can't be the case. Slider on the outside corner, and it is 1-0 that just missed, or was it? It was called a strike to Devers. Fly out to center, a walk, and a fielder's choice. He's 1-3. Checks too far on a low slider, and Espinosa gets ahead, nothing in two. Fell behind some hitters in the seventh. It led to a walk, and he's doing a better job of throwing that first pitch strike here in the eighth inning. Next one home, ground ball, deep in the hole to short. Matthews gloves it, goes to second for one. It's picked on a one hop by Johnson, but no throw to first. The fielder's choice for Devers, as Robert Lopez is retired. Matthews doing a solid job there of cutting that ball off before it got to left, and then Johnson with a big pick.
And a good job readjusting by Matthews. Looked for a second he wanted to rush that throw over to second and Johnson, but made sure he had a firm grip on it and got the sure route instead of trying to force a double play.
Espinoza trying to go three complete out of the bullpen. And he delivers ball one to Juan Benjamin, the left-handed hitting third baseman. A single, a part of a one-for-three day, a couple of strikeouts as well and a run. Fastball off the plate outside to the lefty, and it's two balls and no strikes. The Woodpeckers trying to grab the series opener. Take a one-game lead into Wednesday over the Guardians affiliate. Fastball downstairs, and it's three balls and no strikes. In openers this year, the Woodpeckers have struggled. They're only 5-13, 3-6 at home, 2-7 on the road. And tonight looking for their sixth victory in a series opener this year. Infield swung around to the right. Here's the 3-0. A fastball centered up for strike one.
And it's been a real problem on the road specifically. If you're just looking at Tuesday games alone on the road, they are 1-7. So they've had a bit of trouble getting off to those strong starts in series, and sometimes it really does show.
The 3-1 to Juan Benjamin popped up, and out of play it goes. So three balls and two strikes. Espinoza gets right back into the count. A single and a fielder's choice in the inning. Woodpeckers have led all night since the two-run bottom of the second inning, trying to take a two-run lead into the bottom of the eighth. Runner on the move. The pitch is outside. Ball four to Benjamin, and they are both on. Or two on with two outs. Devers to second. And again, they'll put the tying runs on base. This is very similar circumstance that Espinoza worked around in the seventh. First and second, two out. And now it's Wilfredo Antonez trying to deliver the big hit for the Hillcats. But first, pitching coach Zach Wilkins makes the strut out to the mound. We have a lopsided score in the league tonight. Kannapolis leads 16-3 at home over the Carolina Mudcats. They have the best division record, 27-15.
It's not the only lopsided score I can see right there.
Yeah, we also have a Fredericksburg up big tonight on Augusta, 12-5 over the Green Jackets. They scored seven runs in the bottom of the first inning, took a 7-0 lead. And for Dylan Cruz, the number two overall pick, 1-for-3 today, couple of RBIs. And his one-hit, two RBI single that Colin touched on earlier. Big swing and miss on a first-pitch fastball after the meeting on the mound. They're going to extras in Columbia, South Carolina. Pelicans went on the road after they wrapped up the homestand with Fayetteville on Sunday, and they're tied 6-6 going to inning number 10. Another big rip and another miss for Alfredo Antonez in Espinoza after walking Benjamin a strike away from getting to the bottom of the eighth inning. 3-1 the lead. And Espinoza out of the stretch pitches, and that pitch is hit right to the on-deck circle. Look out to Prez Cavanaugh. The ball was shot like 3 feet away from him. First and second, two out. Still an 0-2 count. The pitch down and outside.
It'd be big if Lynchburg can get him to the plate. He had that sharp single that brought home the only run last inning.
And Tunez with the double that he kicked off the right field sidewall last inning. Pitch struck him out. Flails at a slider and he tipped it. Gilmet picked it off of the dirt. Huge strikeout for Carlos Espinoza to exit the eighth and leave the tying runs on once again. 3-1, Fayetteville on top as we go bottom eight on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Tropical pack. It's the flavors of the fine life. Corona vibes bursting with tropical flavors.
It's a match made in hard seltzer paradise. Introducing the Corona Hard Seltzer Tropical Pack. It's the flavors of the fine life.
Fans, this Hillcats pitching change is brought to you by the North Carolina Education Lottery. Entering the game for the Hillcats, number 11, Matt Jasek.
Them haters feel miserable, cause the top on my leg is invisible. Old school, but the dash still digital.
Leading off the bottom of the eighth inning for the Woodpeckers, the center fielder, number 22, Jackson Lofton.
Right-hander Jack Jasek takes over at the Lynchburg bullpen to begin the bottom of the eighth inning. Jackson Lofton shoots the first pitch in the air out into center. And it's a routine can of corn for Antonez for out number one. Jackson Lofton, who scored a run in that two-run second inning and scored again in the sixth. He's had a solid night. Two runs, a single, and now is one for three. He's also hit by a pitch. So we're in the bottom of the eighth. Carlos Espinoza stranded the tying runs on in the seventh, and he did it again in the top of the eighth inning. 3-1 the score as Bryce Matthews hits for a fifth time. He got to bat seven times last Saturday in that 15-3 win. Love that as a leadoff hitter when your lineup will help get you to the plate seven times in a game. The 1-0 and a slider missed outside. His RBI double still serving as the winning run right now. They got a run of insurance on the bases loaded hit by a pitch in the sixth. And he checks on a fastball that was in the zone. Didn't look like he went, but still right off the outside part of the plate. Two balls and one strike on Matthews. A 1-for-4 day altogether. Struck out in the sixth, but reached base on a drop third strike. The 2-1. And cuts under a slider. Two balls and two strikes. Luis Baez will get a chance in the inning. He stands on deck. The 2-2 is called strike three on a very low pitch to Matthews. K-Zone had that one below the strike zone, and Matthews doesn't have much of an argument, but the zone expanded on vertically on that one. Tough second strikeout for him, and now Luis Baez is coming up.
There might have been an instance where Lopez framed it really well, caught it the very tail end of his glove, so it made it look like it was a couple inches higher.
Jack Jasek pitching in his 27th game of the year for Lynchburg. Been on their roster all season. Draws a foul ball out of Luis Baez on the first pitch. He has a 1-1 record and a 4.95 ERA. 56 and a third innings, 41 strikeouts and 29 walks, and allowed 32 runs, 31 of them earned. A 6'1" right-hander, 22-year-old, originally born in Illinois, and attended South Florida for college, a 12th rounder by the Guardians in 2022. Slider called a strike. It is nothing and two on Luis Baez. A single in the fourth and a walk for him in the sixth. He's 1-for-3. Next pitch strikes him out. Slider to the outside, and it's a 1-2-3 inning with a pair of strikeouts for Jack Jasek. Three more outs to get. Woodpeckers lead it 3-1, trying to win this series opener when we return.
Your Wyndham is waiting.
when bucket lists need checking, points need redeeming, work trips need crushing, or anniversaries need celebrating? No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands by Wyndham to choose from, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com.
On the mound for the Woodpeckers, Carlos Espinosa. Leading off the top of the ninth inning for the Hillcats, the designated hitter, number 29, Prez Kavanaugh.
Welcome back to Segra Stadium. It's the top of the ninth inning. Prez Kavanaugh fouls away the first pitch, and it's Carlos Espinosa back out there on the mound trying to close it down with four innings of work. The starter, Amilcar Chirinos, went 4 1/3. Derek Carrasco got the final couple outs of the fifth, and now Espinosa. So been a pretty solid day for Ricky Rivera and his managerial decisions when it comes to pitching. Bouncing ball, hit out towards second base. Two skips and played at the shoulder of Johnson. Throw to first in time, and there is one away. Other scores around the league tonight. The Carolina Mudcats officially lose to Kannapolis 16-3. Down East beats Charleston 3-1, so Fayetteville with a win tonight has an opportunity to gain a game on the River Dogs, which it feels like they have not done since, man, maybe mid-July. It feels like every night the Woodpeckers win, so do the River Dogs. And they'll be 10 games out of first place come tomorrow if they close this one down. First pitch skips inside on Durango, and it's 1-0. Myrtle Beach and Columbia have gone to extra innings. Pelicans bring home one run in the seventh, or in the 10th so far, to go up 7-6, but still have runners on the corners, one out. And they're attempting to score multiple runs in extras to try and win on the road. Fredericksburg up big, 12-5, bottom eighth over Augusta, and Salem on top of Delmarva 5-2 in Salisbury in the bottom of the eighth inning. The 2-0 kick and pitch, it's up and outside. And for Durango, it's a 3-0 count. Avoid putting him on. He has good speed and has already stolen one base tonight. And Espinosa rocks, kicks, pitches. 3-0 in the zone, a strike. Around the Astros affiliate system in High A, the South Atlantic League, the Tourists are on the road. They're Jersey Shore, and they won a low-scoring game today, 2-1 over the Blue Claws. 60th pitch of the night, misses up and in. Durango steps out of the way, and he draws a walk. Third time the nine-hitter is reached. Good day for him and his on-base percentage. It's his second walk, and we'll see what Jordan Smith, the manager, wants to do with one of his fastest runners on base. Tying run in the go-ahead run in the on-deck circle, tying run at the plate. And back up to the top of the order, here is Angel Zarate. First pitch to him is popped up over towards third. Williams sprinting towards the line, and he's got it. Makes the catch right in front of Baez, and there's two gone. Lynchburg down to their final out in this one. Tonight, A.J. Blubaugh got the win for the Tourists. He improves to 6-3. Alex Santos picked up his first high A save. Blubaugh went five innings of one-run ball. Santos went four scoreless, hitless innings. Really good day for Alex Santos. Picked up five strikeouts as well. First pitch bounced out towards second base. It's gloved by Johnson. Short throw to first, and that is the ball game. The Woodpeckers return home, Segra Stadium, and grab a win. They take the upper hand in the series this week, the season series as well, over the Lynchburg Hillcats with a 3-1 victory. A two-run bottom of the second ends up being enough to put away the Hillcats tonight. They get 4 1/3 of scoreless ball out of the starter, Emil Carcherinos. The one run allowed in the seventh by Carlos Espinoza, but he closes it down with a four-inning save. And the Woodpeckers grab win number 47 of the year, 17 of the second half. And altogether, a really, really well-rounded, complete baseball game played today. And Woodpeckers love to see that after a tough week on the road last week in Myrtle Beach. They do get out hit tonight by the Hillcats, 7-5 in the hit column. But they only needed five hits, three runs in total to seal up a game one victory. Colin Casey has hovered down to the field level, and I believe he's getting ready to talk to Emil Carcherinos, who's our player of the game tonight. 4 1/3, three hits, no runs, no walks, and four strikeouts for Chirinos in one of his best games at home. And a very solid start to the day on the mound and the series on the mound as the Woodpeckers get a good night from their starter and their bullpen. 1-for-9 in scoring position tonight they were as an offense. They left 11 runners on. They had a chance multiple occasions to really break this game open, but were never able to quite pile on the runs, but three runs does the trick today. Lynchburg had a chance to get to 500 with a win today. They go to 53-55 and 22-21 in the second half of play. So Colin Casey is flagged down Emil Carcherinos and also Paz Ferreras, who is going to help Colin translate with the post-game interview. And we will send it that way in a moment. Fayetteville wins it tonight, 3-1. Stay tuned. Emil Carcherinos coming up next.
And now we throw it down to Colin Casey.
Welcome back, everybody, into the Woodpeckers broadcast booth. Andrew Chapman with you. Thanks again so much for being a part of our Tuesday night broadcast. Tonight, the Woodpeckers win it 3-1. We weren't able to grab Emil Carcherinos postgame. I think he disappeared into the clubhouse after a really solid start tonight. 4 1/3, scoreless innings, no walks, and four strikeouts. And didn't go long enough for the winning decision tonight, but helped lead it into the bullpen where Dury Carrasco got the final couple outs of the fifth. And Carlos Espinoza was able to close it down with four innings of one-run ball. One run, seven hits, and two errors, the final line score for Lynchburg tonight. Fayetteville, three runs, five hits, and one error as they get the win in the series opener and go to 47-62 overall. 17-16 in the second half of play. In Lynchburg, they fall to 53-55 overall, 22-21 in the second half. Tonight, the Woodpeckers scored two runs in the bottom of the second inning, and it was enough to carry them the rest of the way. A pass ball, or a wild pitch, brought home the first run, an RBI double by Bryce Matthews, made it a 2-0 score, and then a run in the sixth on a bases-loaded hit by pitch of Cam Fisher made it 3-0. Carlos Espinoza gave up one run in the seventh, but worked out of some trouble in the eighth around a couple of base runners and got out of the ninth inning as well with a couple of ground outs working around a one-out walk. And closes it down with four innings of one-run ball today to grab the winning decision in this one to go to 3-3 on the year. The Lynchburg starter, Abel Brito, goes 0-3 with a 10.42 ERA. Struggled today and gave up two earned runs over 3 2/3, four hits, two walks, and one strikeout. We turn the page to tomorrow, game two of the series, right back here at Segra Stadium, a 7:05 first pitch. Right-hander Manuel Urias is on the mound, 3-0 with a 3.88 ERA, and left-hander Adam Tulloch, 3-5 with a 5.71, gets the start for the Hillcats. It's Wagon Wednesday out at the ballpark, so feel free to bring your dogs out to the park. And should be a fun one, a warm one, though, so try and grab some tickets in the shade if you can. First pitch temperature should cool off a little bit before we officially get off and rolling tonight for a 7:05 first pitch. And Colin and I will be on the air with you for the Woodpeckers pregame show at 6:55 p.m. right here on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, the MILB First Pitch app, Valley Live, and MILB.tv. Final line scores and totals for one final time. Lynchburg, 1 run, 7 hits, and 2 errors. Fayetteville, 3 runs, 5 hits, and 1 error. Our final time of game, 2 hours and 33 minutes, in front of a Segra Stadium crowd of 1,645. We'll talk to you again tomorrow night. Colin and I on the air with you, 6:55 for a 7:05 first pitch. Thanks again for being a part of our Tuesday night coverage. This has been Woodpeckers Baseball. They win it 3-1 over Lynchburg and take the upper hand of the series. Have a wonderful rest of your evening, everybody. Talk to you tomorrow from Segra Stadium in downtown Fayetteville.
Listening to Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com. Thank you.